port on. It looks like everything is working. Let me just make sure the Skype volume is good. We'll turn this up. Ooh, I had like a burpee stuck in my throat somewhere. Oh God, why is that so low? Let me see if I could just boost that real quick. Give me 1 second. Ay, ay, ay. Technology, people, technology. Why is this so quiet? Da, 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 da. Oh, Matt can hear us. Okay, so I guess Matt's listening. So cool. Then we're good. Let me boost this up a little more. Let me boost this up a little more. And we're ready to go. Tonight on The Shining Wizards, we are presenting you with our first ever live Shining Wizards 2020 draft. We've got the AOP in the house, Anthony and Danny Russinello. We've got Kevin Garifo in the house. We got the Dark Helmet Ryan Arthur. On the phone, the Impact player Phil Rea. I'm Shining Wizards Tony. Matt's joining us in a bit. And you better fucking stick around because it's going to be a good old time. Hit the music. Of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. Become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
What's up?
I have a small dick.
Whoa!
How dare you?
God damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shining Wizards.
And like we said at the top of the show, welcome one and all to the Shining Wizards ever first ever draft 2020. I guess it's going to be the only draft for 2020 because we're probably going to be miserable as shit by the time this is over. But welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. On the line, of course, D-Generation Y, represented tonight by Anthony and Danny Russinello.
Who else would they be represented by?
Well, the other guy that I'm talking to right now, the Dark Helmet himself, Mr. Ryan Arthur.
What's happening, peeps?
Representing the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Rea.
Heyo.
And, of course, one of my compatriots from the Shining Wizards, Mr. KJG, Shining Wizards, Kevin.
What up, niggity dogs?
Oh, what's going on? Hey, your brother left already, Anthony.
His computer, he said, corpsed. He's rebooting.
Oh. Computer corpsing? Send for the man. God damn. I don't know if you guys caught it, but last week, Excalibur actually said that when... Who was corpsing? I want to say... Was it Jericho? Somebody was corpsing at some point, and he's like, oh, send for the man, which I fucking almost fell out of my chair. That was such an awesome fucking line. How you guys feeling? You guys ready to draft?
Absolutely.
Did somebody just fall and hurt themselves?
Jesus.
Good Lord. My Jax monster ring just fell.
Hey, is that what fell over when we were interviewing Guy Evans the other night? I don't know.
No, that was, it could have been anything, maybe.
Great.
Now that might have just been my phone.
When I get home, I'll pose with my Shockmaster figure.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So we're going to do a little something special that this was actually Matt's baby. And, of course, he's not here to start off the show with us, but he will be joining us shortly.
Typical deadbeat dad, just abandoning his baby.
Well, of course.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I got to get the bell. I'll be right back.
I'm out.
No, I need the bell.
Oh, Kev, that was great, bud. That's very funny.
Fuck this. I need the bell tonight.
What belt you got, Tone?
No, the bell. Oh, I could go get a belt later on when I'm feeling
inappropriate.
No pain,
the inappropriate bell.
Of course, everything's
the old ONA inappropriate bell.
There are several shows on this network that have the inappropriate bell.
It's like a
I know right where it came from too, Phil.
Yes, you do.
It's a rite of passage on the Shining Wizards network. If you're a member of the squad, you have to have an inappropriate bell. It's kind of the way it is. Anyway, for those of you tuning in, thank you for listening to us tonight on The Rant, rantiumradio.com. Thanks for downloading us, of course, in podcast form. We're going to go over the rules real quick. It's a typical draft. We're taking everything from the wrestling universe, so anybody is in play that is currently active. We do have some rules that we're going to go over. We do want to say, though, unfortunately, Kate the Great will not be joining us tonight, so instead of an 8-squad draft, this is going to be a 7-squad draft, but I don't think it's going to diminish... anything in terms of the craziness that's going to happen. Draft order was originally determined on our show Monday. I will draft first, followed by Kevin, then Matt. That just worked out that way, sorry. Then followed by Ryan, Phil, and then Anthony and Danny. It's going to follow snake rules, so we're going to go 1 through 7 and then back 7 through 1. We're going 24 rounds. There are 6 mandatory tag teams to be drafted for each squad, as well as 6 mandatory women's wrestlers. That doesn't mean that they have to stop at 6 and 6. If you want to take more, you're more than welcome to, but you do have to have a minimum of 6 each. Everybody has at least 1 minute to pick in between rounds. I say at least 1 minute because, of course, there's going to be bickering, arguing, and me, depending on how fast I could jot these things down to keep track for everyone. Now let's get into the specifics. Are we all following along? Everybody's good so far?
I have one quick question. Are we auto-drafting for Kate? And if we are, can we auto-draft her all Mexican minis?
Actually, you know what? I would completely do that. At the end of each round, we should each just draft a mini and put it on her list. That's
minis and exoticos.
That's a perfect.
Are there 24?
Do they have to be alive?
Oh, I'm sure we...
No, absolutely not.
You know what?
And all 5 doinks count.
You know what? For the minis, we could actually go either living, deceased, or retired. Let's just get them all in there. I want to see how soon Sky Lolo gets drafted. Okay, so on to the rules. Like we said, all promotions are in play. This includes all independents and all promotions throughout the wrestling world, which is pretty much the world as it is. A wrestler slash tag team is considered eligible to be drafted if he, she, or they have competed within the last calendar year from today's date. Tag teams can be drafted together and should be drafted together as a suggestion, as they count as one pick. However, you can draft a tag team member solo, which also counts as one pick. And there's no double dipping. So once a wrestler is drafted, either solo as part of a tag team, they can't be drafted again. So if somebody splits up a tag team and you try to draft that tag team, unless there's a third member, tough shit. But we're going to get into that as the rules come down. You cannot draft former tag team partners across promotions, i.e. no Jericho. And a team will not only have to be eligible, but also established, which means they either had to work together for at least 6 months, have competed at least 5 matches as a team, or having won a recognized tag team championship or tournament together. So they have to have been a unit for some significance under the established rule. You cannot draft wrestlers as a team if they're no longer eligible. So, for instance, you can draft The Miz and John Morrison, but you can't draft The Miz and Big Show because they haven't been a team in the past 12 months. Stables, that's a team of 3 or larger, cannot be drafted. You can draft individual members and tag teams from a stable, but in the case of a tag team coming from a 3-man team or larger, there's instances where a member may be designated or recognized as a singles wrestler, and therefore that cannot be drafted as part of a team. For instance, Strictly Business. Nick Aldis, as the reigning NWA World's Champion, has teamed with other members, such as Royce Isaacs and Tom Latimer, but he's recognized as a singles wrestler and can only be drafted solo. Thank you for the airplane, whoever's fucking flying by. Is that you, Danny? What was that? I saw somebody blown into a jug. I was wondering if they were just blowing.
It's a water bottle.
You did see that, right? Like, I thought he was blowing. Thought it was like fucking
what
Emmett Otter.
What the fuck was that?
Holy shit,
I have
dude.
No idea.
It's a water bottle.
No, there was like an airplane or a train passing through somebody's basement.
I thought he was blown into a jug.
Oh, my God.
I can get a jug if you would like one.
No, that's
actually
fine.
That could have been mine. I live super close to Morristown Airport, and I have headphones on, so that could have been somebody over my house.
All right, as long as we know what it is, we're good. Okay, so anyway, you can.
Didn't
however,
sound like no train.
You can draft Royce Isaacs and Tom Latimer together as members of Strictly Business because they are a tag team. In a situation like the New Day, where all 3 wrestlers function as tag team wrestlers, you can draft them in any combination of 2. So you could take Big E and Kofi. You could take Kofi and Xavier Woods. There is no drafting of women tag teams. I know you guys want to load up on them, but too bad, tough shit, oh well. All women wrestlers will be drafted as solo, and that's it. We do have a challenge rule where anybody can be challenged in case they fall outside the rules. We could have a check anytime for that. And if we do have to look into anything, it's not going to affect a person's time to draft. They still will have a minute. And I hope somebody's got a timer because I don't have a fucking timer. I mean, I guess I could use my phone if you want.
Yeah, I can use my phone too.
All right, that's awesome. So those is the rules is. And I guess we have to wait for fucking Dickie Doo to show up unless we can fucking get him to call.
That motherfucker.
Let me see if I got an ETA on him. And he's going to... I'm going to write ETA, and he's going to write back, eat a dick. Because that's.
Let's see if that's correct. You guys want to bet on that?
No, he wrote back five. So I guess he's almost home. Hey, Phil, I know you're listening, brother. How much longer till you get home? Are you good drafting without being home?
I'm just walking in. You guys can start the draft. I'm just gonna get get settled, and I'm bringing out the laptop as we speak.
No, that's fine. You got a few minutes because Matt says he's 5 minutes away from being home anyway. So we do have
this
a little bit of time.
Egg.
I know.
Ruin a wet dream, that fucking Bowman.
This was all his fucking idea. Hey,
all right, give me a second.
I don't know if there's anything silly we can do in the meantime. So if you guys want to fucking talk about anything, I'll open up the floor. If you got any questions or you just want to talk about anything else.
Is anybody listening who's in the Discord? You can leave us comments, notes. We'll follow the Discord all night. So we should probably plug the Discord. The Discord's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's, unfortunately, the fucking links always expire for the Discord, but if you need an invite, I will post one up on the Facebook. Let me see if I could do that while you guys are doing whatever.
Tony, I'm going to try to get better about doing Carnyland on Tuesdays because I had a good time with you the 2 weeks ago for the Carnyland premiere. We were in there fired up having a good time, and the last couple of weeks I've been just not there. So
that's okay.
I'll try to get back on that.
I will tell you this much too, because they're doing so much more now than just like a typical Carnyland episode. I've been trying like hell to keep up with everything, but there's just so much content now. One thing I was listening to is the Eli Drake podcast, and I'm about halfway through this week, and he actually interviews Brian Pillman Jr. I know one of Matt's fucking favorite wrestlers, but it's been pretty interesting. I'm curious to check out Girl Power to see what that's like. But Zicky Dice is all, dude. Zicky Dice is streaming like video games on Twitch all the time, and I'm always missing out on him.
He's an official Twitch partner. I'm still waiting. On my $16,000 Zicky Dice fanny pack. Apparently, the indie connection has been quite affected by the COVID. But yeah, it's apparently on the way. And when it comes, I will wear it over my shoulder like a wrestling belt.
You did use the coupon, right? Like you got the
discount? Yes, sir. Yes, I did.
16 G's, man. You know,
that's a rough ask. It's a rough ask.
Rusinellos, you guys got anything?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to doing a draft where there's no outcome that we have to worry about. So I don't have to worry about who's performing, who's not performing. So it's nice not to have that pressure.
Nice. Very good.
I said last night on the post show, I just love drafting. I'll draft whatever you want, whenever you want.
Didn't we start drafting Snapple flavors for a round?
Yes, I did start drafting Snapple flavors.
We did, yes.
Wait, that's you a real thing?
No. We're just backing him up on the I'll draft anything thing.
Yeah, I'll draft whatever you want.
Yep.
Did we lose Kevin? I guess Kevin's gone too.
No video on Kev.
Kevin left. Kevin had enough. Well,
we're off to a great start with this draft. We can't get half the people
well,
on
boys.
The call. Somebody's in the hospital.
What's going on? Hold on. Kate's not in the hospital. Trevor's in the hospital.
All right. Let's kayfabe the hospital. Come on now. Trevor
that's
had an
right.
accident. Trevor
Medical
had an accident.
Facility.
Hold on. Trevor's not his government name. It's fine.
Trevor had an accident with Buster's Red Rocket, I understand. I mean,
that's what I was told.
That's
yes.
rumor and innuendo. That's not fact. So we have to see what's happening.
I can just say what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told. Oh, you know what I taught my kid? You guys ever hear the Abraham Lincoln rhyme? Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. He shot two titties with a rubber band. You never heard that as kids?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, I fucking taught him that. He was laughing his balls off. He's like, what? He's like, why did he shoot two titties? I'm like, because he's a fucking good old man.
He's being silly.
Of course.
Great guy. Abe,
being
great
silly.
Guy.
Honest Hard. Abe.
Hard drinking Lincoln.
I'm trying
Vampire
to
Vampire killer also.
No, you see, now they just have, here we go. No, wait, but you see, this is the Two Live Crew lyrics, but I remember it differently fucking growing up. Yeah, there was, Abe Lincoln was a good old soul, wash his face in a toilet bowl. I don't remember that one.
No.
this Lincoln's way less fun.
Yeah, definitely not.
I like the titty shooting Lincoln.
Have you guys ever seen the Abraham Lincoln picture of him with the ECW championship belt on?
No.
Oh, it's
no, but I would love to have that.
I'll check it out though. I'll check it out though.
It is fantastic. Let me see if I can find it. It was a mainstay on You're the Man Now Dog for like years. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that website. See, I'm too
old. No, I've never, much like the Killer Bees, never heard of it.
See, I'm too old for you guys. Like, I fucking remember silly shit from like the early days of the internet.
Tony, I don't think you're that much older than me and Matt, are you?
I'm 46.
All right. Yeah, you got 8 years on us.
Yeah, I'm a little older. No, but I did find a different picture of Abraham Lincoln with the John Cena belt over his shoulder, which is fucking wild. But that's,
really?
You know, yeah, let me see if I can share that. This will be great. Let me pull this up. Oh, it's a fucking YouTube
wrestling
video.
Matthew Murray.
Oh, I don't want to fucking
God damn it.
Jack off on here. What is this?
Does everyone hate the spinner belt? Cause I love the spinner belt.
You know what? I actually had a replica spinner belt for a long time and then I fucking decided to sell it. I don't know.
I wasn't watching wrestling when the spinner belt was a thing. So I'm totally indifferent on it.
This is like it. Cause it spins.
It's nifty.
Here, let me see if I can share this real quick. This is fucking great. Let me see. Share. Let me share the. There we go. Huh?
Hey.
He's got the shitty singlet on and everything.
That's fucking great, but that's not the one. That's not the one I was talking about, though.
That's so good.
I so fucking wish I could find it.
If we're gonna go presidents wrestling, which president do you guys think would have been the best wrestler? Because I'm gonna go old number one, George Washington.
I'm going
6'2", 230.
I'm gonna go Teddy Roosevelt. He's a tough little son of a bitch.
I'm going Taft. Taft was a big motherfucker.
He is a fat boy.
He's like fucking tugboat now.
He could have been part of the natural disasters easily.
He's the only president that ever got stuck in a bathtub in the White House.
True fact.
That's a shoot, brother. Fuck, man. Yeah. You know what? I gotta fucking.
So while we're waiting for Matt, should we all introduce the name of our fake federations?
That is a fantastic idea. All right, Ryan, you might as well start us off.
All right, I'm going for heat on this one. Me and my friends in high school, which back in the late 90s, had a fake federation that we would do. We made ourselves as characters, and we called it Fake Wrestling Worldwide. So that's what I'm going with. So going for the heat, going right with the fake Wrestling Worldwide. That's my name.
Anybody want to be next?
I'm trying to find my name because I don't remember it.
Oh, I can give you your name if you want. I got the list
I'll
here.
I'll go then. I'll go.
Go ahead, Kev.
What do you got, Kev?
I wanted to play off the whole corporate Kevin stuff. So I tossed about a couple names. I started with, you know, Russell Corp, kind of like a playoff Russell Pro, which I kind of wanted to do, but then I decided to go with I think it was KPTWC, Kevin's Publicly Traded Wrestling Corporation.
That's it.
Okay. I like
LLC,
it.
INC, Corp, whatever.
All incorporations that need to happen, and Tony can handle that for you, I'm sure.
Yep, Tony's my guy. He drafted all the paperwork.
Well, if you've been following the AEW post shows, you know that I couldn't give any less of a shit about tag teams from the 80s like the Killer Bees. So I am the FTKBF, the Fuck the Killer Bees Federation, because I don't care about them. I don't give a fuck about the Jumping Jacks or Power Team 5000 or whatever other shitty teams.
I haven't listened to last night's episode yet because I haven't watched AEW full yet. I'm on, I think I just got through with the Brian Cage mock stuff, but then like the Matt Hardy private party promo, so I'm still there. So I didn't listen to last night yet. But how do you not?
I will not be shamed for not knowing Killer Bees or the Hill People or whoever.
Hold on. Whoa. I'm related to one of the hillbillies, sir. You will not speak like that in my presence.
Technically, he said the Hill People. So that could be anything for all we know.
I know what he's saying, but he's trying to be silly.
It could be like Billy Goats or people like Jack and Jill rolling down a hill for all we know. Like, yeah. Really,
honestly, they might as well be Billy Goats to me because I don't know them and I don't care about them.
So you have no interest in learning anything about wrestling that you don't know?
Check it out.
I wouldn't say that. Just not about some tag teams I just don't care about.
But you don't know. How would you know if you don't care about them until you watch them?
Exactly.
How do you know that you don't care about the Midnight Express or the Young Stallions or you know the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov or the Dream Team or the Samoan SWAT team or the Islanders or the Powers of Pain? I'm not finished. Or
yes.
I know the Midnight Express. That was
Bob Holly and Barca. Yeah, I mentioned them first. I knew you would, and then I knew everything else would be.
Bob Holly and Bart Gunn were the Midnight Express.
They were.
There you go.
Absolutely.
They were in
Fantastic Bob and Bodacious Bart.
The only thing I remember them from is like a tag team battle royal at a WrestleMania. Is that right?
That is when LOD 2000 made their return with our friend Sonny, and they eliminated the new Midnight Express in the finals. Tony, is that Jack Daniels?
Hell yeah!
Oh, you grown ass man, you.
That is definitely not Jack Daniels. Sweetness.
You sure you guys still want to call Sonny a friend of the show?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. Sonny.
Well, what did she do? What does she do now?
Sonny is Teflon.
She's a professional agitator.
She makes you cupcakes.
All she did was post hashtag White Lives Matter.
Did she do that really?
I think it was just straight up white power.
Yeah, that was it. Well, come on.
Was it really?
Come on. Dude, she's Sunny. Look at everything she's done in her life, and nothing terrible has happened to her. But she, like, just, it's like wash it. It's like Disney World, dude. Wash it off, hose it down, and fucking open it up again. That's it.
I don't know if you can get a pass on that, though, if you did that.
All right, why are we getting into politics? Where the fuck is Matt? Hey, who didn't...
Well, because you can't talk 80s tag team wrestling because Danny Russinello...
Whoa. Just because one person doesn't want to talk 80s tag team wrestling doesn't mean we can't talk 80s tag team wrestling, sir.
That's a goddamn good point.
Hey, do you know who...
To you!
80s wrestling tag teams matter.
Do you know who the Shockmaster is?
Yeah, that was Earthquake, right? When he went to WCW?
Exactly, 100%.
You dumb fuck.
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen,
why is this guy on our network?
I don't know why he's on a show.
Matt, are you there?
Yeah, why?
I love you, Danny.
I don't see your video.
Wait,
dude.
Why? Who's the Shockmaster? Someone tell me.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know who the Shockmaster is?
I know who the Shockmaster is. I've seen the clip 100 times. He falls out of the door. Wasn't he also Earthquake?
He falls out of the door. There wasn't a door.
I mean, it's not like he's super far off.
but he is, though.
Or am I just misremembering the name? Who is it?
All right, so you do remember the natural disasters, right, Danny?
Yes.
All right, so there was Earthquake, and there was...
Oh, Typhoon? It was Typhoon?
Yeah, there you go, pal.
Okay, I, like, wasn't and really what, that far
what
off.
What was Typhoon originally?
Tugboat.
There we go.
Wait, Matt just got on, and he fucking left already?
This is why I'm here.
He's disgusted.
Would you stay on with this?
he deals with this every Wednesday.
Oh, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Oh, hi, Matt.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, really? Shut the fuck up.
Hi, Matthew.
How's everybody? Phil.
I'm good.
I heard you. Wherever you are up there, Phil. I heard you. I could ruin a wet dream. I'm going to be in your wet dream tonight, buddy. You watch.
Damn right.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a line that flew under the radar.
All right, let's start this shit since Kate gave fucking Trevor rickets and he can't fucking come. She can't come out and play.
That's right. He can't come. That's right.
Trevor Ricketts was my favorite basketball player.
He played for the Hornets?
He played for the Kentucky Colonels in the ABA.
I do
what
declare.
Am I looking at? What Phil, is this?
Phil, what? He played in the Vitamin D League.
No,
you don't like Abraham Lincoln, ECW champion?
I'll fucking murder you, I swear to God.
Hey, he was part of WWE CW.
What? Bobby Lashley is the greatest ECW champion of all time.
No, Vince McMahon is. Sorry. Wow. Vince McMahon. No, Chavito was. Come on now. Ooh,
Tony.
Chavo. What?
Very underrated music, by the way. Am I not supposed to see myself now? Are there too many people?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, for some reason, Anthony Russinello and Kevin are these little circles on the top of the screen, and the other four idiots are like...
Phil's a little circle.
Well, I only have video from Kevin right now. Oh, Tony just popped back up. There we go.
Oh, it's whoever speaks. You're probably on speaker mode.
No. I've got it on grid. I got black squares.
See, I go to 3x3 grid, and I'm only seeing four of you. Now Kevin's gone. Kevin's name is there. I don't know. What the fuck?
Kevin just froze. It's good. Right.
Can I trade Danny for Anthony?
Yeah, drag me into his photo.
Please. Earthquake was fucking shock, master. You're unbelievable.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I got five of you. What happened? How did this...
Listen, this is my shot. I don't care that I confuse the two. I just don't. Sorry, Matt.
All right.
Tony, fuck this whole draft up with your first pick, with your dumb background. What are you, with the fucking Weather Channel?
This is the fucking war zone, dude. This is my fucking war room. These are the people that are helping me make my picks, bro. I got a fucking system, and these people are my system. I don't know what to say.
What is that behind
you? All right, Tony.
Oh, there we go. Now I got all six of you. This is awesome. Fuck, goose. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even announce my team name. This will be the best time as ever to fucking do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do I go to announce my team name, too?
Oh, yeah. Matt's the... Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. You didn't announce.
Oh, everybody announced their team names?
Yeah, we had to kill time, dude.
We just started going around, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we got through them all, though.
We didn't.
All right, Matt, what's your team name?
My team name is Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Association.
Yes.
God.
Good one. Who else didn't go?
I didn't. I will be drafting tonight for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance. Good old DSWA.
That's really good,
all right,
man.
Anthony, touche, pop.
That's super funny.
Who else has to go yet? Phil, did you go?
Phil, I think Phil has to go.
Team Stomp. Stomp. STOMP.
You're not
what does that stand for?
Yeah, come on. Dude.
Stick Twisted Ongoing Matt Perfection. It's from the 8th grade. I pulled it up. I had a little e-fed my friends in junior high school.
I love it. Oh. You love it you're bringing it back. Me too, bud.
Yeah, man.
All right. Finally, we're getting to the draft.
I'm nervous.
The very first pick overall in the Shining Wizards 2020 draft. My Federation, the Titanic Wrestling Alliance. By Tony, a.k.a. Twat, drafts with the very first pick, Randy Orton!
Wow.
Fucked it up.
No, great pick.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Great
that's
pick.
Glorious.
Thank you.
Good
thank
job.
You.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. And, he works half a year. That's fantastic.
Do we have anybody doing the a timer or no?
No.
I got it.
I guess I'm on the clock now.
Kevin is on Tony. The clock.
Tony, if I had any pick higher than two, Randy Orton probably would have been my number one pick.
There you go.
But I'm starting with a tag team.
Whoa.
Two guys that could easily be the face of Kevin's publicly traded wrestling corporation, but could also run the tag team division as long as they see fit.
Whoa.
Hold on, let me just... Put the hat on right here.
Oh,
get rid
no.
of the hat.
Oh, no. Did you draft the Major Brothers?
with the second overall pick, Kevin's publicly traded wrestling company selects the tag team. They are the current AEW tag
Whoa.
Team champions, Kenny Omega and Adam Hangman Page.
I like it. I like
what
it
a swerve.
A lot.
Great pick.
Good fucking pick, dude. Good pick.
No lie, that was my first pick.
Excellent. That was mine, too.
Well done.
So I'm the only dickhead that went for a fucking singles wrestler?
Bro, I got two world champions as a tag team.
Shut your mouth. How, are you just going to do shots
oh,
on
I know.
Tony?
God damn it.
I'm celebrating with Randy Orton, dude. Randall Keith is sitting right next to me.
Tony, I love that pick, by the way. Absolutely love that pick.
Watch out!
Maybe not overall, but I love it.
So who's up next here?
I am.
You are on the clock, sir.
I don't need to be on the clock. The Rainmaker!
That
was my second pick. Good for you. Good pick.
Okada, Tony, since you're such an expert on Japanese wrestling.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
There you go. And the clock is on. Who is up next?
Next, Mr. Ryan Arthur. You're up, sir.
He is a dual champion in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Tranquilo.
Give me the leader of Los Ingobernables de Japón, Tetsuya Naito.
Good call, sir. Good call.
And great pick. Started.
Mr. Phil Rea, the Impact player, you are on the clock, sir.
For the first pick, Team Stomp selects the current NXT heavyweight champion,
wow.
Adam Cole, baby. Wow.
Love that pick, too.
Great pick. Great pick.
Rocking the swag.
Clock is on.
The clock is on for
Mr.
Anthony.
Oh, my God. You got to give us a chance to start crossing shit off. Have a little banter in between.
I mean, they're first-round picks. You should
know your pick already.
Well, no, I get that. But, I mean, I still have to go through the list and cross off who's taken so I don't be like a jerk.
Don't worry. Every draft has one, Kevin. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm never that jerk. How dare you?
This guy Sam, we would do a fantasy baseball draft with, like, 15th round. He'd be doing shots of, like, fucking blackberry schnapps. He'd be like, nice. Nice. I'd be like, Sam, he was going 10 rounds ago, bro.
Anthony, yeah, I've got one of those guys in my fantasy football draft where you're just like, dude, he's been gone since round two.
Who's on the clock?
Anthony,
Kevin asked for time, so I gave him a second.
Yeah.
With the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance first pick, we'll take the current AEW champion, John Moxley.
Yeah!
That wasn't a long enough, John.
Yeah!
There you go.
How was that?
That's pretty good.
My throat. And to close out round one, Mr. Danny Rusinello.
He's on the clock.
I will, the Fuck the Killer Bees Federation will be selecting the IWGP Tag Team Champions.
Whoa!
Golden Ace, Tanahashi, and Kota Ibushi.
Nice.
So you got to drag that dead dog around with you, huh? The fucking broken ace, that fucking awful fuck.
Fuck your hand, dude. That's a great pick.
I'm surprised they didn't go earlier.
I thought that was going to be Tony's first pick, because he's such an expert.
Tanahashi. And now he picks again, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And with my first pick, or with my second round pick, I will select Will Ospreay.
Wow.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Ah, good one. How dare you?
Suck it.
All right, so can we do a recap of round one real quick?
How dare you?
We just started round two.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end of every even round. We'll do two rounds. Yeah?
All right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, when it comes back to the first pick, that's a good idea.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody.
Will Ospreay.
So, with the first pick of the second round for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance, we will select the New Day, made up of Kofi Kingston and Big E.
Wow.
Love that.
Wow.
Good pick.
Ant Money going with the other show. Interesting.
So, you got to take singles players off the board.
So that means that Xavier Woods will not be drafted today.
Says you. Somebody's got to do jobs in my Fed.
Is it my pick now?
It is Phil's pick.
Oh, sorry.
Second pick to Team Stomp, the fucking Revival.
Oh!
What is happening? What is this draft?
That's a great pick.
The second overall and the second round? Oh my God.
Who's a Revival?
I'm liking this.
Ryan, you are now up on the board, sir.
From Gainesville, Georgia, Alan Jones, a.k.a. AJ Styles.
Whoa, that's a good one, sir. That's a good one.
Oh my God.
Make sure I get that in there.
Hey, Kevin. Danny, Brian, Anthony's waving to you.
What's up, Ree?
Hi, Ree.
What's up?
I love your shirt.
I can't see you. I don't have your video right now, but thumbs up.
Tell your wife I love her shirt, please.
Oh, Tony said he loves your shirt. I'm sorry. I forget they can't hear you.
That's right.
Everyone's I like him.
She should change her
shirt. Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Breaking out the gun show.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's a stupid thing.
What? All right. Matt, you're up.
I'm up next. I'm going to, with the second round pick for the Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Association, if you're going to start a tag team division, you should start it with the Briscoe Brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What is going on?
That's a good pick.
Jack and Jerry, well yeah, established boy. In the wrestling business?
No. Not Jack and Jerry, you fucking jackaloon.
Them hey, boys,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Danny, do you know who the Briscoe... Do you know who Jack boys. And Jerry Briscoe are?
I do know who the Briscoes are.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, and you're...
All right, guys, I don't... I guess it's on me, right?
Yeah, it's on you.
I don't need any time in this pick with the second pick for Kevin's publicly traded wrestling corporation. Guys, it's his yard. We're just living in it.
Ugh.
He is the biggest star in the future of this wrestling business. I still believe that. I am going with the big dog, Roman
Reigns. Oh, fucking boo. Reigns. Fucking boo. I'm just going to write boo in the chart for that
big,
one.
Big fat boo.
I probably could have waited on him, to be honest. I probably could have waited until, like, the sixth round.
You could have gotten him in the last round, basically.
But I wanted to show
him. I would have taken him before.
He deserves to be a second round pick.
No, I would have taken a chance on Roman Reigns if he was
full. Great. That's, yeah.
He Dude's was money. Right. Sorry. Dude's money. I can't be mad at that. That's a good
Dude,
pick.
I got Roman Reigns, Kenny Omega, and Adam Page in my fed so far. I'm okay.
All right, Tony.
To finish out round two, the twat welcomes Nick and Matt, the Jacksons.
Ah! Fuck.
Hey, it doesn't matter because I have two and three. So let's go through the first two rounds real quick. I've taken Randy Orton and the Young Bucks. Kevin has taken Adam Page and Kenny Omega and Roman Reigns. Matt has taken Okada and the Briscoes. Ryan has taken Naito and AJ Styles. Phil has taken Adam Cole and FTR. Anthony has taken John Moxley and Kofi and Big E. And Danny's taken Tanahashi and Ibushi and Will Ospreay. Somebody likes Japan, I guess.
I mean,
those are great wrestlers. So.
I think yeah.
That's a great list.
So far, I'd say solid across the board for everybody.
Think so.
All right, dickhead, pick again.
With the first pick of the third round, Twat welcomes, yes, yes, yes,
oh.
Daniel Bryan.
D-Bry
is off the board, fuckers.
Enjoy What's that. Up, Enjoy fuckers? Old mashed potato brains. That'll be fun.
Hey, he will never not be medically cleared with twat.
Wow, this is. That's what I'm saying. Like
Kevin's struggling already, folks.
This is so ridiculous.
Here come the major brothers. Here they come.
The realisticness of this is so outlandish that it doesn't matter how old the person is. It doesn't matter where they are in their career. So with my third round pick. Guys, I am going.
What is this?
Guys, Judas is in my mind, guys.
Oh!
Ooh.
I am going with Chris Jericho.
Boo.
You got a wrestler and a commentator.
Right. Double duty.
Nice to see you get old Fatso a job.
With the third pick of the Shining Wizard Wrestling podcast.
Third round.
What?
Fantasy draft, third round, third pick from the Kayfabe Brothers Wrestling Association. We select Breathe with the Switchblade, Mr. J. White.
Fuck.
I thought you liked it, Tony. We're going to take that just to speak. Fuck you with the buzzer, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
No, he can do that all he wants because Jay White will still be wrestling while Daniel Bryan's eating fucking applesauce every day. Organic applesauce that he grew in his fucking garden off the itty bitty, no titty committee Brie Bella or whatever fucking dumb Bella he married.
Fuck. See, Matt, the world is a what have you done for me lately world. So we'll see.
Jay White.
Well,
all right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever me. Your dumb fucking background. It's like, what is this fucking pushing tin? Billy Bob, get out of here.
I don't understand.
Hi, Dan.
Who's up, Phil?
No, Phil's Ryan.
Oh,
I'm up. I'm going to stick to my theme of current and former Bullet Club members. Give me Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, the Gorillas of Destiny.
Ain't nobody gorilla than gorilla.
Good call, sir. Good call.
That's what
good
I got.
Good call. Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray. What you got for round three?
Round three, Stomp selects Plainview's favorite son, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Ooh, love it. Very good pick.
Like that one.
Very good pick, sir.
I feel like we're all going to get good picks, but like the pick, the time that you take them shows exactly how much you value said pick. And I think that MJF is a perfect pick for this round. Well done, Filski.
Thank you, sir.
With the third round pick for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance.
I love that name. I fucking love that name.
We'll take the current and first ever TNT champion, Cody Rhodes.
Wow!
I like it.
Oh, not smoke and mirrors.
I really thought he was going to go in the first
took
round.
A shit that would bring a tear to your eye. That's why I got up to look to make sure she covered.
Make sure it made it in the box.
No, it's in there, I hope. Ugh. Yeah, it's in there. I got fucking... It's like every week I get a new cat. It's fucking fun. All right, dickhead, your pick.
It's me. And with the last pick of the third round, the Fuck the Killer Bees Federation selects the Lucha Brothers.
Ooh. Love it. Pick. Love it.
It's good pick. Too bad your federation's fucking dog shit. Fuck the Killer Bees. How dare you?
Oh, Matt, we got on them before.
Are you upset, Matt?
It's a bit disrespectful for B. Brian Blair and Jumping Jim Bronzell.
What stupid names.
I concur.
Stupid names. You just drafted someone named after a fucking shape.
Yes, I did.
Fucking Pentagon. Shut up.
And with the first pick in the fourth round, I select the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins.
Like it.
You get his little tiny dick with it, too. Good, enjoy that.
That little tiny dick sure can wrestle, though.
Ew.
It can.
Wrestle with his dick?
It's no match for Joey Ryan's.
Hi-yo.
That's right. Or Prince Nana's. He'll throw you over to the Indian Ocean.
That's a good point.
Well, with the fourth pick for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance, we will dip our toes into the... Where is it? Let's go with some Ring of Honor talent. We'll take Flamita and Ray Horus.
Horus?
All right.
By the rousing silence there, I would say that's not a great pick. But Rich?
No. I'm happy that he didn't go with my picks that I was going to go with.
No, I think that's a great pick.
And what are you going with, Kev?
Is it my turn?
Nope, no, it's Phil's. Not
your turn. I just thought you were going to throw it out there.
Phil,
Phil's
you're up.
Next, no?
Yeah.
Phil's the only one I have to worry about.
I think Anthony's next, right?
No, Anthony just picked Flapita and Ray Orris.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Danny. My bad.
I'm up. I said I'm...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fourth pick. We're going to stick with Ring of Honor. The villain, Marty.
Ah! God damn it.
That's a great pick, Phil.
Really? I'm surprised he lasted this long.
Oh, really? I thought he would have been like sixth or seventh round easy.
Really?
Yeah, that's a hell of a fucking early pick, man.
I had him right there.
Oh, I disagree.
Circle.
Early? You think Marty Scurll in the fourth round is early?
I think so.
No.
I think so.
I mean, you're not an expert at Ring of Honor wrestling.
Fuck your hand. I am too.
That's a dagger.
Dagger!
That's a good pick.
All right, Ryan, you're up.
I'm going to stick with my theme, Japanese tag teams. Give me Evil and Sonata.
Good one, son of a bitch.
I love that pick. If this was my Shot-O-Matic Baseball League, I'd call that the sexy pick.
I think it's sexy.
Baby.
Not so much Evil.
Evil. Right, you don't like Evil?
I like Evil, but I really, really enjoy Sonatas.
I'm totally with you, but why take just Sonata when I can get Evil, too?
No, of course. Of course.
Evil's got fucking great music, too.
Dude, and Evil was great in Kai and Tai. Nothing?
Well, we got
her. No, your blatant racism does not
get it. Wasn't racism? The guy from Kai and Tai always said Evil.
Yeah, Funaki.
Dummy.
What about Dick to Go?
Dick to Go. That's the greatest thing ever. Who drafted Dick to Go?
Nobody yet.
Your sister.
Kate, that's why she's not here.
Oh, shit! Wow!
All right. You can all stop. Draft over.
Holy shit, that's funny.
Fucking
Choppy's
hell,
got
dude.
The bell, that son of a bitch. I need my bell back.
He's got a bell, but can't afford
wow.
Socks.
Oh, my shit is that funny.
He's a gypsy. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh,
the light of the night, and we can't get a bell. No one's going to top that.
No, don't worry.
Oh, no way. No way. Totally line of the night.
All right. Am I next? Am I up?
Yes. I don't fucking know. Pay attention. Your minute's over.
Shut your fucking mouth.
We're spitballing here. Come on.
Come on.
Don't fucking rush me. I have a minute.
How dare you?
Oh, God. Master of
Dummy.
The fucking
yeah.
soundboard.
Dummy. Yeah.
Fucking whore. I have a small dick. With the fourth pick in the fourth round, the Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Association takes Mr. Matt Riddle.
Hey.
Ooh. Bro.
Bro. The future star of SmackDown.
So, real quick, that pick's official, right? Why would you not take the Broserweights right there instead of just Matt Riddle?
Yeah, you dickhead.
I'm just curious. I'm not shitting on you. I'm just curious.
Why don't we stop giving away free strategy points? That would be helpful.
Well, I mean, it's already gone. He already made the pick.
That's so a great.
Why would you
point.
Not?
I don't.
Why would you not take?
Durr.
I don't watch NXT on the regular, and I completely forgot that he was in a tag team with Pete Dunne.
You have AIDS.
Well, I guess it's my pick. So, with that being said. I will not select Pete Dunne, and I will make my first foray over to New Japan Professional Wrestling.
Ooh.
And I'm going to give a guy who's going to give my top dog a run for his money, and I'm going to go with – I don't know how he's booked over there, so this might be a total reach.
Oh, just get to it.
But I'm going to go with Ishii.
Ishii.
Big Tom.
Big Tom, over. Really?
Big Tom, Ishii. I like the idea of him going against Jericho. I like the idea of him going against Roman Reigns.
Wow. All right, I can dig that.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm here for Ishii Reigns. That would be awesome.
I'd buy into that.
Fuck my mouth.
Maybe I reached a little bit because I thought he was. He might not be as big of a star as I thought he was. But
I guess I
Big Tom's a banger.
That's what really? I thought. And I think we're on the snake, so I think we come right back around to me, so I have another chance.
Thank you for that in-depth analysis.
I like that pick.
Yeah, let me see. Who am I going to take next? Who am I going to take next? Okay, got a good one. With the final pick of the fourth round, Twat welcomes your WWE World Champion, Drew McIntyre. Nothing?
Nice.
All right.
Good pick.
Good for you. I just got an email for all you AEW fans. They rescheduled the NARC show to February 2021.
Yeah.
Wow.
February 24th, to be specific.
Yes. Tony, you're up again there, Dicko.
Are we going to recap?
Yes, we're getting a recap.
Here's your recap now.
Rounds 3 and 4, Tony took Daniel Bryan and Drew McIntyre. Kevin took Chris Jericho and Big Tom Ishii. Matt took Jay White, fuck him, and Matt Riddle. Ryan took the G.O.D. and Evil and Sonata. Phil took Marty Scurll and Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Easy for me to say. Anthony took Cody Rhodes and the team of Flamita and Rey Horus. And Danny took the Lucha Brothers and Seth Rollins. Let's see. Okay. We are getting away, way to the NWA. And with the fifth round pick, fuck, I take your NWA World Tag Team Champions, Eli Drake and the Cowboy, James Storm. Suck it, suck it, suck it.
Dummy.
Really?
Yeah, really. They're a fucking amazing team. That's, and they're great pick. Singles wrestlers.
Solid pick, man.
All right.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
Kevin, you're up there. Skip.
Yeah, no, I got a minute. Give me a second.
And the clock is started.
Because I had an idea, and then I had an idea, but I kind of wanted to go away from it.
This is still a little early for this. You know that, right?
For what?
It's not really. The draft did not go the way I thought it was going to go at all. So that's why I'm kind of... All right. I think I got it. I will go with... See, I don't want to just keep picking big guys.
30
you
seconds.
You have 30 seconds on the clock.
I guess I got to go with... What's high? Ah, this is tough. I'm going to go with...
20 seconds.
Where's the Jeopardy music?
15 seconds. 10 seconds.
This is how I am in fantasy football drafts, too.
Five. Four. Three,
don't pick a kicker.
Two.
Swirly.
One.
What do you got, Kev?
Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh.
Good call.
Good job.
Cross him off the list.
You can turn your phone off now.
Yeah, take your pills.
Stop now.
Take your fucking pills. Come on. Tony, with the fifth pick in the fifth round, the Kayfabe Brothers Wrestling Alliance Association, whatever the fuck I call it, will see your shitty NWA Tag Team Champions and raise them the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham.
Ooh, nice.
Good pick.
I had them on that short list too, Matty Boy.
Very good pick, sir.
Love that pick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Ryan Arthur.
It's very good. I am I'm going to stick with tag teams here. Go with Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, undisputed.
Very good.
Era.
Totally forgot about them.
It's a good pick.
Totally forgot about them.
Philly Rea, this one goes to you.
I'm going back to Japan, and I'm picking going to the Bullet Club. Getting Kenta.
Good call. Nice I like
pick.
It.
That's a nice pick. I like that pick.
Like that was
a
good pick. Like that pick a lot.
That's a good pick.
This goes to Anthony Rusinello.
So, to complete what I was working on before, the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance will select Bandido.
Bandido.
Ooh.
I don't hate that.
I think I see what you're doing over there. All right, dickhead, you're up.
That's me.
Yes, it is. You replaced Tony as dickhead tonight.
Fuck your hand.
So, with the final pick in the fifth round, FTKBF will select the NWA champion,
whoa,
Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
The national treasure.
The national treasure. Hello, governor.
And with the first pick in the sixth round, here at FTKBF, we want all the smoke, the Street Profits.
Nice. Ooh. I like that pick.
Good for you.
I like that pick.
Bowl and play basketball and throw axes. Have fun with that.
Yeah, not in my great federation, stuff. Pal.
Goddamn, pal.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Goddamn it.
All right. So. Here at the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance, we pride ourselves on being progressive.
Oh, no.
So we're dipping our toes into the female pool.
Whoa!
Wow, early.
I like early. That.
We like champions, though. We'll take Charlotte Flair.
Whoa! Ooh.
Not bad.
Ric Flair Jr.
That's the correct pick for the first woman off the board.
Ric Flair Jr. getting drafted. Sixth round pick, too. That's not too shabby.
I literally feel like everything I write down gets picked.
A toast to Tony. Charlotte Flair.
Tony.
What?
In the fucking 8+ years we've done a podcast, I've never seen you do as many shots as you've done right now.
First of all, I'm relaxing. Second of all, I don't know what a podcast is, but I'm sure they're a lot of fun.
Listen, I think it's a boat in Italy.
We're going to do a cunt before instead of saying count, so shut up, okay?
Oh, I missed my show.
Is Tony really doing shots right now?
Well, it's just like his third shot since we started the show.
Wow.
Whoa!
The soundboard comes. Yes, he is. The soundboard is coming
in your
out.
Face. Go for it.
The
in
last time Tony got inebriated was at the Lake Telemark Tavern.
He very loudly voiced
an opinion that I think me and him share greatly, but I will not speak of it on this.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, but it's probably a great idea.
I'll text you what it was, Kevin.
No, man.
Text me, definitely. I 100% want to know.
No, man. We don't
do
know.
I would like to know what the next pick is from the Stomp Federation.
Yeah, come on, Phil. Let's go.
Going with the Prince, Finn Balor.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say Aikea.
Hey, way to get that female audience looking at that eggplant,
fucking,
baby.
You know it.
Right.
Got that giant.
Here at Fake Wrestling Worldwide, we value talents of all weights and all sizes and everything. So I am going to take the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, Hiromu Takahashi.
The time bomb.
God, you guys are just making me rethink everything.
With the sixth pick in the Shining Wizards Fantasy Wrestling Draft, in the sixth round, the Kayfabe Brothers Wrestling American Association will be taking the tag team of El Fantasmo and Tashi Hishimori.
Oh,
it's a good pick.
The Bone Soldier.
That's a 2-for-1 right there.
That's it.
It's a 2-for.
Wait, El Fantasma, right? I got them in my notes. I want to make sure I cross them all.
Yeah, ELP.
It's okay. It's been a while since Japanese wrestling's been on.
It really is hurting myself.
And I fucking miss it. Oh, my God.
With my next pick, I am going with the NXT UK champion, Walter.
Yeah.
Good
pick.
It's a great pick.
I have a lot of big boys on my squad so far.
All right,
Walter,
twat.
Roman, Ishii.
Really, twat, really?
You fucking named your promotion twat. What do you want us to call you?
twat waffle.
In case you guys missed our post-Dynamite show last night, if you have any pictures of your dog's Red Rocket,
send it to Matt
at Big Tony Z on Twitter.
At Bowman5150.
And check. Really, any dick, not just dogs, any animal
or person.
Right.
Or send your own. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know if we can really promote that, by the way.
What, sending dick pics?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
We're not promoting it. We're just telling people if they're feeling froggy, jump.
Yeah,
right. Airdrop that shit.
I'm not telling you to do anything. Just think about what you do before you do it.
All right,
and don't fucking come to his aid, because he told the fucking chick from Radioactive Metal to send me the dick pic she was getting, and she did.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's kind of funny.
Sounds
and
like
the one that
Friday
she,
night.
She sent. My man had a hammer. He was fucking.
You told him clipped or unclipped?
It was clipped.
Nice. Nice and clean.
Fair.
But I mean, notice. Look, you'd be proud to send that, huh?
A little polish under the head, you're good to go.
Sure, yeah. You share it with females. Who are you picking there, fucknuts?
Hold on. I got all the screens open here because I'm trying to keep track of everybody. Okay, let's see. I'm going to start doing some tag teaming right now, and I got a couple in mind. So I think I'm going to give the end of round six to Sho and Yo. Rapungi, bungi, 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 bungi,
yeah.
Bungi, bungi.
Good pick.
I like that.
Rapungi, can't be mad at that. My favorite fucking team. From
like that a lot?
All right, so let's recap.
I'm also going to – I'm actually going to start with the woman.
It's oh, not oh, your turn, dickhead.
Hey.
Tony gets two. He's in the snake. He's the
oh,
snake.
Oh, that's right.
We got a recap.
Yeah, we got a recap. So, okay, so rounds five and six.
I'm going with the tag team.
Jesus.
Idiots.
Hungy 3K. Okay. So, with rounds five and six, I took Eli Drake and James Storm and Rapungi 3K. Kevin took Tommaso Ciampa and Walter. Matt took Lethal and Gresham and El Fantasmo and Taiji Ishimori. Ryan took Fish and O'Reilly and Hiromu Takahashi. Phil took Kenta and Finn Balor. Anthony took Bandito and Charlotte Flair. And Danny took Nick Aldis and the Street Profits. To open up round seven in the Shining Wizards draft drizzling shits, twats, and fucking stomps thing. Actually, I'd love to stomp twats into drizzling shits. That might work out a little bit. Nothing? Really?
I thought it was funny.
Tough
won't
crowd.
Give you the satisfaction.
Okay.
Tony, we're focused here.
Let me see. Okay. One of these guys was my personal favorite, and I kind of have to take him with one of his stablemate partners. So with my number seven pick, I'm going to go with the dynastic team of Richard Holiday and Alexander Hammerstone.
Oh, God damn it.
Nice pick.
That was my pick for this round, straight up.
He just moved that MLW show to next year. The one I got tickets for July.
Oh, where in the city?
Yeah, no, Philly.
Philly?
Yeah.
All right, Kev. Ball's in your court.
All right, let's start the women's division off with, I think, the hottest character on American television today. Let's go with Asuka.
All right, good pick, Kev.
I heard you have to ask her twice because she won't understand you the first time.
It's a draft, Tony. She has no choice.
Uh-oh.
It's a draft. You get picked, you go.
By the way,
unless you have iron deficiencies in your blood.
Watch her YouTube channel. She's fucking adorable. It's great.
Oh, she's adorable.
I know. She really is.
Fucking creepy old man.
I'd go on a date with her.
That's the weirdest pitch to try to get someone to watch something involving women. She's adorable. Ooh. Be a man, Tony. Be a man.
Be a man, Hulk. I'm going to stay in the tag team division, and the KB Brothers Wrestling Association will be taking the tag team from AEW. Your favorite and mine, Santana and Ortiz.
Ooh.
I like it.
Ooh. I like it a lot.
Feeling good about my tag division right now.
No, it's going to be good, Matt. It's great. So who's your first team that you picked?
The Briscoes.
Ah, oh, amazing.
That's a good tag team.
Ryan, I believe you are next, sir.
And I already know who I'm picking. He is a former Pancrase fighter, one of the kings of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Give me, please, for the love of God, Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Good call.
Suzuki Goon. A little long in the tooth, I'm not going to lie. A little older fella.
Got a lot to give still.
Yeah. Not any hair cutting tips, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
To each their own.
Fair enough. The Impact player from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Phil, don't hurt me here.
No, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to stick with tag teams. The current NXT tag team champions, Imperium.
I like it. They've done a great job with those guys.
Thank you.
Did you watch last night, Phil?
No, not yet. I have to watch it tomorrow before Turnbuckle Throwback.
Good triple threat tag match last night.
They are fucking fantastic. That's Choppy's favorite tag team. I did that for him.
All right. The Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance is going to stay with women right now.
Why?
And It's somebody who I think is a double threat. It's Tessa Blanchard.
Ah.
Boo.
All right.
We're progressive. She can wrestle men and women in my league.
Well, good for you.
That's why it's the drizzling shits.
I like that one, Kev. Props to you, sir.
All right, you killer bee hating son of a bitch. What do you got?
Motherfucker.
With the final pick in the seventh round, the FTKBF selects Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it.
Not a bad pick, sir. Not a bad pick.
And you're going to kick off round eight there, Fuzzy.
That's me. Where do we want to go here?
To hell.
It's going to be a long fucking night.
How about back in time to go find out what good tag teams were?
In your face.
In your face.
I'm not offended. I don't give a shit about the Killer Bees.
Oh, we got it.
You've got to be at least 30 seconds.
That. That'll be my last shot at you for that because I know you just don't care. So it's no fun anymore.
I just like making Matt mad.
Make your pick, you fuck.
He's got a
pick. All right. I will select with the first pick in the eighth round.
Yes.
Andrade.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Me? Come on, dude.
It's a good pick.
No, it's not.
Not bad.
He's on TV more than anyone else right now, just about.
So is the fucking guy from MyPillow. You don't see me drafting him.
Well, you didn't smoke crack for 14 days and get cut off by your dealer now, did you?
Well, hey, yeah, man, he found God and he found a pillow. That's all dick. He needed.
Tony, the guy from MyPillow hasn't wrestled in 18 months. So...
It's been a hot minute.
All right. We're staying balanced here, or trying to, at least, at the Drizzling Sits Wrestling
What
Alliance.
Is the Drizzling Sits on?
I'm just ready to end this. I will take...
We're only a long way to go, Dicko.
I know. So I'm going to take current AEW Women's Champion Hikaru Shida.
Shida.
I'm not mad at that.
Not bad.
We've got eight champions in the stable. That's all I know.
Oh, great. Then you're going to have no number one contenders. Good job.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Your league. They're not all champions in your league.
Maybe you could do a ranking system and tell Tony to go fuck himself.
Listen, the talent level is championship caliber. That's all that matters.
Phil, this is to you, I believe.
What you got, Phil? To me, yes. Give me 1 second.
No, you have 60 of them. You're good.
I gotcha. All right, my top 10. Going back to NXT, I'm going to take Keith Lee.
Oh, right. Baskin's Glory.
Love that.
How come no one made a parody about or a meme with like Carol Baskin is Glory?
Ah, that's why you make this funny guy.
Because she fucking killed her husband, dude.
Keith Lee didn't.
Allegedly.
That bitch, Carol Baskin.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly, Tony.
Doesn't she, like, own that zoo now?
She does.
Yeah, they gave her another zoo or something.
They gave her a kid's zoo.
In the same week, it also came out that the will was forged. So, you know, we'll see.
Uh-oh.
I know. Big scandal in the cat world. Who gives a fuck?
Thank you, sir.
I got a lot
You're
of
welcome.
Points. Ryan.
Is it my pick now?
Yes, sir, yeah. Sir.
I mean, I could be wrong. I didn't see it. Did anybody pick Zack Sabre Jr. yet?
No.
Zack Sabre Jr. is still on the board.
Take him.
Damn it.
Son of a...
Loading up on that Suzuki goon over there.
You see a theme?
I see a theme. With the eighth round.
Kevin!
What?
Kevin's like making noise.
Because he took my pick. That was my next pick.
So you don't have to throw your phone. Jesus. You're good, Matt. You're good.
Always make okay. it. The Kayfabe Brothers Wrestling Association will take the... he is the current Ring of Honor champion, Mr. Roosh.
Roosh.
Good call.
Roosh.
He was on my short list.
I totally took the wind out of my sail, Dark Helmet.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right. I had a backup, but I wasn't going to go with that for the second time around. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
Ooh.
Samoa Joe.
Not bad.
We're picking commentators now?
Well, it's a fake week.
Kevin's got Jared with Joe.
Ah, that Zack Sabre Jr. killed me. I really wanted that pick.
Gotcha.
Ah, totally threw me for a loop.
Got him.
Yeah, buddy.
Ah, I'm so mad about this. That might be the most upsetting thing.
Tony, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to see who's going to get to go this round and who's going to wind up going the next round. Let me see. That's okay.
All right, Jimmy DeGreek, make your fucking pick already.
Well, it's racist. We don't play that here.
He all of a sudden, he's fucking Mel Kiper over here making.
I mean, he does look like Dracula, so.
It's not Dracula.
Fuck you all.
I thought you looked like Sam Roberts for a second.
Heyo.
Hey, who wants to pick wrestling? Hey.
God. I'm not gonna get over that. That's deal. Oh.
It's gonna be a long night. Shout out to my lady friend for the Red Bull. Thank you, Fallon.
Thank you. Shout out, lady friend. I'm going to really piss Kevin off right now because to end out the eighth round of picks, just for no other reason than to annoy him, I'm going to take The Miz and John Morrison.
That's hilarious.
Kevin, it's not your turn yet, so cool your jets.
I know, but that was who I was going to pick again, so now I'm just totally screwed.
Expand your horizons beyond the WWE, corporate Kev.
Okay, we're recapping
rounds. Bite your freaking tongue.
Shut up. We're recapping rounds 7 and 8. Tony took the teams of Dynasty, Holiday and Hammerstone, and The Miz and John Morrison. Kevin took Asuka and Samoa Joe. Matt took Proud and Powerful and Roosh. Ryan took Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. Phil took Imperium and Keith Lee. Anthony took Tessa Blanchard and Hikaru Shida. And Danny took Kevin Owens and that fucking piece of shit Andrade.
Wow.
Strong on Andrade.
All right, fucknuts, kick off that ninth round.
Hit it.
Let's see. I got so much to choose from here. Who would Kevin pick next?
You have no idea who I'm picking next. Actually, I could probably wait on them. So
somebody took fucking Will Ospreay, didn't they?
Yes.
Why didn't you take the birds? Why didn't you take the birds of prey? Eighth pick. Should have took Robbie Eagles with him. Anyway. They're gone. Who should be next?
How's this time looking? What's this time at?
Yeah, what's my time at?
30 seconds? I don't know. Nobody's keeping time.
Doesn't matter.
I stopped at the time and I was still not there.
20 seconds.
I don't think we need the time.
It's okay.
Just make a pick.
With the ninth round, I'm taking another tag team. I'm taking Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy, the Jurassic Express.
Ooh.
All right.
I will also go with the tag team. The newly formed tag team. Oh, wait. What's the rule on tag teams? They have to be teaming for how long?
What is it? 10 matches, 6 months?
Five, or have to have won five matches, 6 months, or won a tournament or championship.
Who writes this shit? No, I'm joking.
This one won't work then.
Try it.
10 matches.
Go ahead. Who is it?
Cedric Alexander and Ricochet.
Oh.
I had this written down. I was hoping they'd last longer. They're good to go. They've had 5 matches.
Oh. That's good to pick?
Yep.
I see no problem with it.
I'm taking Ricochet and Cedric Alexander.
If it fits the rules.
Kev, you just blew me up, man.
Good, sorry, buddy. Good pick, Kev.
Really good.
Good show.
With the ninth pick of the Shining Wizards Fantasy Draft for the Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Alliance, we will be taking the MLW World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Jacob Fatu.
Good call.
Yeah.
I was debating taking him this round, too. That's a very good call.
Contra.
Good pick.
You didn't want King Mo?
fucking it's early yet, dude.
Not yet. I need a jobber at some point, so.
I'm going to jump off into the women's division here. Ooh. I'm going to take Impact Women's Champion, Jordynne Grace.
Oh, I like that pick a lot.
Me too.
Sick mama.
Phil, probably for completely different reasons.
Yes.
Not going to lie, she was my pick this round.
Yay.
Wasn't she the one that set Sunny off?
I mean, if she was or wasn't, I don't care.
All right, Phil, who you got, my man?
Dipping back to New Japan. I'm taking Bushi.
Ah, goddamn it.
Goddamn.
I thought he was going to stick around for a while.
God my damn. New Japan list is getting thin.
That's because I went heavy.
All right.
Freaking smart fan.
Let's see here.
Fucking smart Mark.
Fuck you. Just because it's not on now doesn't mean it doesn't be, it's not the best. Like,
that's right.
Sorry.
That's right. Preach, Mark. Preach. My man.
So now there's silence because we're all deep in focus on who's next.
Let's go, Anthony.
Yep.
This song is actually 55 seconds long, so I can play this for everybody.
Sure, let it go. Just let it roll.
So, the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance with our, what is this, 9th pick?
Yep.
We'll take, from New Japan Pro Wrestling, Shingo Takagi.
Wow, the dragon.
That just ruined your world, man?
Yes.
Did not ruin my world, because I can pivot from that.
Last pick in the 9th round. FTKBF selects Johnny Gargano.
Ooh. Yeah, very nice.
Like it.
And with the first pick in the 10th round, they select Darby Allin.
Whoa!
Nice.
I was hoping he would have made it back around for me, but good call. Good call.
I was.
Oh, good lord.
Kevin
beat me to Ricochet and Cedric.
All right. Oh, good lord.
It's every Monday night.
Fucking Ryan, you just killed me.
Can we all chip in and get Kevin one of those, like, phone holders for his desk? Just something so he doesn't have to keep playing with it.
My desk. That was cute. You think I have a desk?
A table, chair, whatever the fuck.
Just, oh, buddy.
Oh, good lord.
No, I'm good. I'm working on it.
With the 10th pick.
Yes.
For the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance. We're going to go to NWA. Woo! And take maybe the best guest in Planning Wizard history.
How about you, dude?
We'll take Zicky Dice.
Fuck you!
That's a fucking great
God damn it.
That is that's my bad for letting him go another round. That is my
bad. That was 100% my pick this round.
Fuck, dude. He was mine coming back up too, man. Fuck.
God damn it.
That's this a great time, pick. Baby. That's
dude,
a great pick.
Great pick.
Deserves
great pick,
to
buddy.
Go in the top fucking rounds. That's awesome.
Mr. Phil Rea. All
fuck. Right. We'll go into AEW.
Uh-oh.
Everybody dies, kids. Everybody dies. Lance Archer.
That's a great pick, Phil.
Good one.
Thank you.
Nice, Phil. I like that. Ryan Arthur.
I'm going to stay in the AEW universe. Give me some tag action. Give me some best friends.
Ooh.
Dun. Probably my favorite music in AEW right now.
That is solid entrance music.
I love that music.
Really good.
I will also stay in the AEW realm and with the 10th pick. 10th pick. The Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Association takes Pac.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Great pick.
Love it.
Forgot about him.
No, I had him on the list. Damn it.
I straight up totally forgot he existed. Kev?
Yeah. I'm on a.
Check out, brother.
I'm going to stick with some tag teams.
And I'm going to, I don't want to like flood on tag teams with AEW, but I'm going to go, I'm going to go SCU.
Kazarian, SCU.
All right, who,
and, what members? Yeah, what members?
Which two guys are you taking?
Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
That's a good call.
That is the pick.
Tag teams are not forgotten in Kevin's publicly traded wrestling company.
Nope.
It's a good pick.
I'm looking at stuff, and I think I'm okay with a lot of things, so I might start dipping my toe into the women's wrestling. And I think I'm going to finish off round number 10 with my all-time favorite, Miss Alexa Bliss.
Ooh. She's delicious.
And I'm not drafting Prego, so don't worry about it. Okay, let's recap rounds 9 and 10. I took Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy and Alexa Bliss. Kevin took Cedric Alexander and Ricochet and Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. Matt took Jacob Fatu and Pac. Ryan took Jordan Grace and Best Friends. Phil took Bushi and Lance Archer. Anthony took Shingo Takagi and Zicky Dice. And Danny took Johnny Gargano and Darby Allin. I do want everybody to know we're 10 rounds in. Be mindful that we do have to draft 6 women and 6 tag teams. That's a must. You could do whatever you want with the other 12. So just please keep an eye on that. I mean, if we want to take a minute after round 12, I can go through just to keep everybody like on, get numbers for everybody. But if you're keeping track, you should be good to go.
I'm good. Let's go.
Eat shit.
Brock.
Oh, fucking dickhead. How dare you eat shit? Fucking hand job. Fucking hand job, Harry. Let me see. Oh, wait, there was a fucking New Japan team that I wanted to take, I think, maybe.
Oh, Bruno Sammartino.
Clock.
Santana.
Somebody took Bushi already, right?
Yes.
Fuck.
You're on the clock.
Don't be that guy.
Wait, all right, here, I'll play the music this way. Here we go.
52 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 seconds after he started thinking.
With the first pick of the 11th round, Twat welcomes the greatest twat in the NWA, the women's champion, Miss Thunder Rosa.
Good pick.
Zero reaction.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, good pick.
Because when it comes down to it, everybody scrambling for women. I already have all the good ones picked out, so fuck all of you.
Too late, I already got them.
Yeah, good for you.
I really gave up on my women's division. It'll be my last 6 picks.
Not a surprise.
And still be strong as fuck.
Have fun with Nyla Rose and Nia Jax.
Hell of a matchup. Hell of a heavyweight matchup right there.
Somebody's going to die.
Main event anywhere.
All right, that might be the line of the night.
Hell yeah! Or that might be proof we're still working on line of the night.
No, I think Matt already won.
Kevin,
no.
Kevin, 10 up, seconds.
Kevin. I'm up.
KJG, you're up.
All right, I'm going with
the major
change
brothers.
It up in my my singles rankings here. I'm going Flip Gordon.
Woo! Yes.
Flip.
Oh,
man.
Good choice.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn
it.
God damn it.
The newly re-signed Flip Gordon.
Fucking very good.
Flip.
All right, Cock Knocker, you're up.
I'm going to go New Japan Pro Wrestling Tag Team Finn Juice. Juice Robinson and Dave Finley. I couldn't Juice by himself, so let's go double dip there.
No, that's a smart call. That's a smart call, absolutely.
I'm going to take former Ring of Honor world champion, friend of the show, man who sports the purple belt, Matt Taven.
Dude. If I didn't go Flip, it was going to be Taven. That was it. That was a great pick.
That was actually mine as well. If Flip was there, I was taking Flip. If not, Taven.
It was literally like a last second decision, either Flip or Taven. I went with Flip.
Beautiful. Good job.
Ryan.
I picked.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. This is you. My apologies. Okay.
Since the other New York tag team was taken, I'm going to take Kingston and Homicide, Outlaw Inc.
Good call.
Nice.
like that a lot.
It's almost impossible to get angry at any pick unless it's Tony's.
That might be light of the night, Kev.
All right, Tony is not amused.
The guy that's talking shit about me took Tom Ishii in the fourth round, but you know what? What do I know?
All right, that's fair.
Fucking 75-year-old big Tom Ishii. I love me some Tom Ishii, but I don't fourth round love him.
Dude, I love him. I love him for a good 6 month run, brother.
Ugh, fuck that, dude.
Hey,
who? Tony, Randy Orton. He's a spring chicken, right?
Randy Orton could fucking run any federation. He could work as a heel, a face. He's methodical. He's fucking pretty injury free.
That kid's got a future, Tony.
And he's going to be in the world's greatest wrestling match.
Hell of a future.
Randy Orton's about to have the greatest wrestling match of all time.
Thank
you. That kid's going to main event WrestleMania one day. That Randy Orton.
Ass hurts.
Wait, didn't he get released? Was he the one, not one of the furloughed guys?
I'm no
Anthony,
selling that.
Your pick, bud.
We are going to go with a tag team. We like youth. We're going to go with Private Party.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, they're on my short list. Good pick.
Friend of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Private Party.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Did somebody draft the Honky Tonk Man?
House of Glory.
All right, with the last pick in the 11th round. She's pregnant in real life. She will not be in this federation. Becky Lynch.
Fucking idiot.
You guys know this.
Oi! I'm pregnant with my baby.
You can't fade the pregnancy. Good move.
I'm having a baby. He's going to fucking hire. He's hiring Snitsky in the 24th round to fucking punt it. There's your line of the night, Kevin.
It'd be no worse than you punting in your draft, Tony.
Heyo.
And with the first pick in the 12th round, we will be selecting the Usos.
I'm kind of surprised they lasted this long. That's a good call.
Are they going to have drinking problems in your federation?
Not my fed, pal.
No.
If they don't, I will.
It's a hard line.
And if they do, the night they're back, we'll just strap the titles on them.
Uso?
All right, with the 12th pick for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance, we're going to go with the Butcher and the Blade. We need some power in the tag division.
Oh, good pick.
Wait, who did you pick? I'm sorry.
Butcher and Blade.
Do you get the bunny
Pepper
with
Parks
them?
And Silas.
No.
Oh, it's not them?
Try again.
It's Pepper Parks and some rocker.
Andy Williams.
There you go.
Andy.
His band is awesome.
They are awesome.
All right, who's up?
Phil's up, the impact player.
I. This is the 12th pick, right?
Yes, sir.
The 12th pick will be. Let's go with Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO.
Nice, good indeed.
It's a good call.
I will stay in the same ballpark.
Sorry.
My apologies.
Okay. I'm probably not going to fuck your pickup because I'm actually going to go in the women's division here. Give me Taya Valkyrie.
I had her too.
Oh, how was that, Phil?
I don't want her. You can have her.
When you had her.
For me.
She was good. It was the best 30 seconds of her life.
Hers or yours?
Hers. Yeah. It was all her pleasure.
With the 12th pick for the kayfabe wrestling brother, whatever the fuck I call myself over here, we're gonna take the tag team of Jeff Cobb and Danny Moff.
Good call. Good
call. Wow,
jumper. Very.
I had my eye on Moff as a single, but that's a great. Great strategy there.
I thought they'd last one more round, Matt. That's a good pick.
Very happy with my tag team division.
bitches.
All right, I'm going to go. It's me, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go women's division, and I'm going to take the good doctor, Britt Baker.
Mrs. Cole.
The role model?
That's right. Take the headliners, kids. It's a lesson.
Tony.
Yeah.
You're up, buddy.
Dummy. Yeah.
Clock is running.
You know what?
It's a...
Oh, fuck, there's an ant on my computer. Do you see that shit?
Ew.
Ew, he fuck it.
Eat it. Who wants to make 20 bucks the hard way?
Fucking, ugh.
What a fucking awesome actor you are.
Tastes like Raid.
Who can I draft to really piss Matt off?
Just make a fucking pick, dude. Come on.
You got 25 seconds.
This is fun. I like this.
I think I'm going with women.
20.
It's about time.
Took you 44 years.
44? You're being nice.
Oh, shit, dude.
10 seconds.
I'm going, just to piss Matt off, with the MLW World Tag Team Champions, Ross and Marshall, the Von Erichs.
Ooh.
Why would that piss me off that you waste a fucking pick on the Von Erichs?
That's not a waste of a pick, dude. They're sticking a craw in fucking King Mo's side.
Are you going to make them wear shoes, Tony?
No, just the one. Just okay. Ross. Marshall can go barefoot all he wants.
All right.
Let's recap rounds 11 and 12. Tony took Thunder Rosa and the Von Erichs. Kevin took Flip Gordon and Britt Baker. Matt took Finn Juice and Jeff Cobb and Danny Moff. Ryan, Matt Taven and Taya Valkyrie. Phil took Outlaw Inc. and Brody King and PCO. Anthony took Private Party, The Butcher and The Blade. And Danny took Becky Lynch and the Usos.
Usos.
And I'm going to go independent for this one. With the first pick, actually, do we want to take a break since we're halfway done, or we want to just keep on plugging?
No, it's what break?
Rock and roll, buddy.
All right, cool. With the first pick of the 13th round, Tony goes over to Europe to the Sirius promotion and drafts Miss Jazzy Gabert.
Oh,
what a fucking waste of a pick!
Oh, fuck your hand, your mouth, and your ass, dude.
What a fucking waste.
Fuck you, dude. You're going to be stuck with Nia and fucking the other fucking twat waffles.
Am I up? I'm up, right?
You're up, Kev.
No, it's not your
turn. I don't think anyone's drafted him, and I could be wrong, but Tony or someone just mentioned his name, and I'm like, why not take him? Has Eli Drake been taken?
Yes.
Dummy!
Yeah!
That's perfect, then. So I will transition to my other pick that I had in mind. Going tag team, I'm going Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, Mustache Oof. Mountain.
Good pick.
Hey, good for you.
Great tag team.
Oh, Master Bates.
I will take the last member of the Undisputed Era that lasted this long. I will take Mr. Roderick Strong.
Roddy.
Heck.
Ryan, you're up.
I'm going to go a little off the board here. Ooh. I'm going to take a friend of the show, owner of We the Independent, give me David Starr.
Love that pick.
Probably wasn't even on Kevin's list.
He was on my list. He was 100% on my list. I mean, my list was the PWI 500, but he was on there.
Fuck, dude. Everybody's on that list.
I have zero list. He was on there. I didn't think anyone else was going to take him.
Mr. Phil Rea.
I'm up, huh?
Yes, sir. Right.
Give me one second. Let me see. Going to ROH again. I'm taking Dalton Castle.
Good.
Woo! Matt hates your guts.
Enjoy that.
That guy.
Matt, he stole your pick.
No, he didn't.
You were definitely going to dunk it. You said it.
together, though. I just don't know. Oh, man. I just don't get it.
So let's see here.
Tony has copious amounts of notes he is looking through. Kevin's looking at his notes. Phil is also looking at his notes. Danny is looking up tag teams he should know. Ryan is still waiting, so that's good. And Ant Money, too.
All right. So we're just trying to find more tag teams here. So the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance will go with Impact Tag Team Champions, The North.
Good call.
Nice pick.
Goddamn.
That was such a who's the first tag team that no one else picked pick.
No, I've got a whole list. I just wanted to make sure that's who I wanted now. Don't worry, I've got plenty more tag teams on my radar.
You want to trade there the Von Erichs?
Attaboy, I'm proud of you.
With the last pick in the 13th round and the first pick in the 14th round, FTKBF are going to go with women. And they are going to select Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley.
Have fun.
Yeah, they're two of the best women on the board still.
Yeah. Don't listen to Matt.
Diarrhea Ripley?
Nah, my fucking women's division is going to be dog shit, so I'm okay with that. I've already accepted that. I have a game plan.
That's okay.
Well, I'm going to take a woman off the board as well. With the 14th pick, Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance will take Shayna Baszler.
Good. Ooh, old fucking gummy.
Good pick.
That's an awesome pick.
Good pick.
I've like somebody six women circled and one pick. Of them
is
her.
Philip?
I'm up. How many tag teams do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see. I'm going to Impact. Going big Michael Elgin.
Ooh.
Nice pick.
Big Mike in the house. Big Mike. Mr.
All
Arthur.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I was actually going to take Big Mike in the next round. That was 100% my pick. So I'm a little off here now.
Now I know how I feel.
Like,
you snagged Zack Sabre.
You know what? This just to piss off Matt, King Mo.
Oh, that's bad.
Matt's laughing at you. You need to
pick. Wait, no picks, guys. Keep those
picks. Hey, why not?
He definitely would have been around in like
there's
the
a lot of why not.
That's fine.
Matt, he'd be around in a supplemental draft.
I'm gonna add another tag team to my division just for fun. And I think they're very young, talented men. I'm going to take Lifeblood of Mark Haskins and Hot Ooh. Sauce Tracy Williams.
That's a good pick.
I like that. All right. Wow. I guess I should have thought about this, huh?
Yep.
I was too busy being impressed by your picks that I lost my train of thought. Sorry, I got a minute. Let's see. I was thinking about tag teams, but those are tag teams I can get.
Are they?
Oh, they definitely will be. God, who did I want? I just had him in my head there. Hold on. Oh, you know what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Just go with the guys on your hat and get it over with.
Yeah, just fucking pick. Jesus, come on, dude.
You know you want to.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. No, Sami Callihan.
Good pick. Very good pick.
All right, Tony, and wow us with your stupidity. No, don't fuck me. Fuck you.
No, fuck you, you drunk. Fuck you 1,000%.
Today, Junior,
I got 60 seconds.
You're at like 45.
We don't have the music. I don't know where we are.
Valid point. Valid point.
Let's call it 30 seconds.
With the 14th round final pick, Twat welcomes Kairi Sane. Arr!
All right, have fun with that.
Oh, pirate. I will. I will. She's awesome.
Her and her busted up forehead.
Not ready! Not ready!
All right, we're through 14.
Yeah, let's see. Rounds 13 and 14. Tony took Jazzy Gabert and Kairi Sane. Kevin took Mustache Mountain and Sami Callihan. Matt took the fucking awful threesome of Roderick Strong, Mark Haskins, and Tracy Williams. Ryan had the fucking most awesome picks in David Starr and King Mo. Phil had shitty pick with Dalton Castle, but he redeemed himself with Michael Elgin. Anthony took the North and fucking gummy Shayna Baszler. And Danny took Io Shirai and fucking Diarrhea Ripley.
Diarrhea Ripley might be the best name ever. That's fantastic. That's really funny. Good.
That's the line of the night. Fuck all y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's the line of the night. Good one. You're up next.
Next, I got it.
Dick for brains.
With the first pick in the 15th round, I'm going to the pay window and get me some fucking Miller Lights. I'm taking Mance Warner.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Old Mancer.
Old Mancer. He's old building Mancer. A triple cage in during the quarantine.
All right, boys. I am going back-to-back impact picks, and I'm going with the TNA World Heavyweight Champion,
Moose.
Ooh.
The only real champion of fucking Impact
Good
Wrestling.
Good choice.
Matt, you're up.
I know I'm up.
Time's ticking, motherfucker.
Let it tick, bitch.
Hey, things froze on my end. Who was Kevin's pick? My apologies.
Kevin was Moose.
Moose, that's what I thought. Thank you.
I will double back to NXT, and I will take Timothy Thatcher.
Nice. Ooh,
very good.
Yeah, he's all right, I guess.
Your hand. Gonna keep going here. Is Jay Lethal still out there?
Nope.
No. Nope.
Oh, my bad. My fault.
Then
give me Asbury Park's bad boy,
Bam Bam?
Joey Janela.
Really?
Yep. He's fun.
Hey, just a shot in the dark here. Would you guys want to do a supplemental draft on Discord?
How much more would we want to draft?
I don't know. We'll figure it out once it's over.
Tonight?
I just
no.
Not tonight? No, not at all.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fun to keep it alive?
No.
Let's do 100 rounds on Discord.
Anthony, you curmudgeon. Phil.
Going back to NXT, taking one of the most decorated light heavyweights of all time, Kushida.
Hey, Phil, go fuck yourself.
The voice of
nice
reason.
Nice pick, Phil. Nice pick, Phil.
Thank you.
The drizzling shits are going to go with somebody who wasn't originally on my list, and uh-oh. I don't believe I heard his name. I'm going to take Nick Gage.
Ooh.
Nice.
You motherfucker, I know.
Good pick.
God damn.
That's a sexy pick.
He's the greatest babyface in all of wrestling.
This late in the draft, I'll take it.
All right, with the last pick in the 15th round, I'm going to go with another woman who I know most of you don't like. I think she's great. Bianca Belair.
I love Bianca Belair. Good pick.
Who's Bianca Belair?
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair, everyone.
Wait, can I draft, like, Blanca from Street Fighter? Is he available?
I'm a fan of Bianca Belair.
Supplemental draft.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, supplemental will be any video game characters, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Capcom versus SNK, you know.
How about you go fuck yourself?
I'm going to take Noob Saibot in the first round.
I love Bianca Belair.
Someone has to.
Most underrated theme song in wrestling.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I want to check something out before I make a pick.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock, please.
It's catchy.
All right, because he technically had a match at WrestleMania. As wacky as it was.
Oh, no.
The 16-time World Heavyweight Champion in the 16th round, John Cena.
You're a fucking handcuff, dude.
I'll allow it.
Can we challenge this? Are we going to allow it?
No, it's allowed. Allow he it. Wrestled a match.
On cagematch.net, it is considered a match.
Isn't that like Canadian?
Yeah, what's the conversion rate on that?
It's about 3/4 to 1.
I'm looking at
that opens
list.
Up a floodgate.
There's an awful lot of like decent people that are still out there.
There's a lot of good people and huge names.
All right. So if we want to
get an Experian commercial with Sammy Callahan.
Well, that's true. Well, keeping with the John Cena pick, I'm going to go with Edge.
You think you know him? Yeah, good luck with that stack of dimes he calls a neck.
Oh,
whatever. You guys are acting like there's actually going to be fights here.
Yeah,
there will be.
He is wrestling in the greatest wrestling match ever. Thank you.
You're so high on fucking crack.
Randy Orton gets picked number one overall and took Edge to the 16th round.
Well, I didn't think he was available, to be honest, because I didn't think he was a full-timer. But apparently, if they've had one match, it's qualified, so I'll take him.
Tony, on this day, he sees clearly. That's right.
Thanks, Kev. Right. You made me fucking lose my train of thought. Now I got to go back to my notes.
All right. Phil, you're up when you're ready.
I don't have the Google thing. How many tag teams do I have? I think I have 4.
I could go through them real quick. You have FTR. You have Imperium. You have Outlaw Inc., Brody King, and PCO. Yes, you do have 4 teams.
All right. So did anybody take the Viking Raiders?
Nope.
No.
They're yours want them.
Give me those guys.
Got him.
Nobody wants bowlers or golfers or whatever they're doing.
Phil,
so.
I don't think that.
In the 17th round, that's awesome value.
Phil, I don't think you know what the Viking Experience really is. I think you might.
It's a cruise ship.
Ryan Arthur.
Now, if Ant's pick is good, this pick is good. Can I please get the Dead Man, the Undertaker?
Yes, you can.
He's allowed.
That's a valid pick. We're going with fucking old, like, crippled and semi-retired guys now?
Tony, I'll take him. It's not real. This is going to be, like, name value is more important than...
Then I draft Tito Santana, motherfucker.
has he had a match in the last year?
What's his name?
Oh,
value?
He's had plenty of matches all up and down fucking New Jersey, dude.
Then take him.
In the mid-80s.
I will be taking that.
You can select the ghost of Tito Santana. Team,
the Rascals, Desmond
Wentz.
I have more than enough tag teams now.
All right. I'm going to take a team just because I feel like you guys are going to play spoiler at some point just to make me mad. So I am going with Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, the Major Brothers.
Saw that coming.
Took too long to get there. Come on.
No, it didn't. I wasn't even going to draft them at all, but I feel like you guys would, one of you would do it out of spite, so.
Nope.
I don't want that nonsense in my federation.
Nah. Dude, Brian Myers is going to kill it on Zack Ryder, I have no idea, but when Myers
wants
comes back,
that nonsense, he says.
Hey, is Mansoor still available?
Gorilla Mansoor?
He's very available.
Yeah.
He's Gorilla Mansoor.
I'm very confident with what I've done with my tag team division to justify that as a pick.
I am loaded on the tag team, so I think I'm going to let the tag teams go for another couple of rounds. Let me take a look at the ladies real quick. Let me see who else I got potentially here. Okay.
To quote Phil, it only took you 44 years.
No, you know what? I'm going to save her for now, too. I got time for the women. Fuck that noise. All right. Since he hasn't been drafted yet, with the 16th round, I'm taking the Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Very Ooh. Nice, Tony. Very nice.
Okay. Might as well. He fucking hung around a real long time.
If he lasted, that was my next pick. So that's a good one.
Okay, so let's go with rounds 15 and 16. Tony took Mance Warner and Bray Wyatt. Kevin took Moose and Cardona and Myers. Matt took Timothy Thatcher and Dez Xavier and Zachary Wentz. Ryan took Joey Janela and The Undertaker. Phil took Kushida and the Viking Raiders. Anthony took Nick Gage and Edge. And Danny took Bianca Belair and John Cena. Wow, there are some names on here yet, dude.
Yeah, there's still some good names out there.
It's wild.
Really good ones.
Really wild. Just trying to see if there's anybody I might be overlooking. Before
there's
I
probably a million people we're all overlooking.
Oh, for sure.
No, I mean, I'm.
And that's not even like an insult. You know what I mean? It's just like, who comes to your head first at this point?
I'll let that sit for now. With the first pick in the 17th round, I am going back to MLW, and I'm going to the Hart Foundation, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Brian Pillman Jr.
Ooh.
It's a good pick.
I really
great pick.
I mean, you know, Brian Pillman's going to be a stud in a
That's
year.
That's 2-for-1 right there.
And Davey Boy Smith.
Did you say Brian Pillman's going to be a stud?
Yes. With his fucking right. sexy hair make, and his wafy look.
Sure, I heard you right.
I'm a stutter. Kevin!
Okay. All right. I'm heading over to the women's division. And I'm going with... Chris Statlander, the alien.
Ooh!
Strong maybe, Island.
Maybe you could rub that weird tan thing that she has on her hiney out. What, nobody else noticed that? Are you kidding me?
This is going to be my way off the grid pick. We go all the way to Dragon Gate, Japan.
Wow.
Take Ben Kay.
Ben Gay?
No. Ben Kay.
Is it K-A-Y or is it just the letter K?
Buddy.
What is it?
Just a K.
All right, dude. Whatever floats your dick.
I'm going to go ahead and take the crown jewel of the Bullet Club.
Chase Owens.
Mr. Chase Owens.
Yeah. Nice.
Billy Rhea.
So I'm going to round out my tag team list. I'll take Isaacs and Latimer.
Good
call.
Good
pick.
Nice tag team. Ant Money.
I'm going to close out my tag division. I'm going to go with Evil Uno and Stu Grayson.
Oh, what a fucking horror.
Oh!
The Dark Order?
Really?
Nice pick.
No, it's not. Evil
Good.
Uno sucks.
That's a solid pick.
No, it's They're not.
Good tag team.
Sorry.
Evil Uno wears a fucking mask with a flannel shirt and a tie. He's a fucking awful human.
Don't be mad he could pull the mask off better than you can, Tony.
Hey, did he wear 4 masks in one night? I don't think so.
Not that you know of.
Well.
VOR.
All right, so with the last pick in the 17th round, FTKBF selects Aleister Black.
Good call. Good call.
Good pick. Really good pick right there.
I like that.
And with the first pick in the 18th round, just give me 1 second. Give me Cesaro.
That's another good call.
Oh, man. Okay, where do we go? Let's see. With the 18th pick for the Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance, we'll go with another woman. We'll go with Riho.
Riho!
Riho!
Fucking love boss gags. Anyway.
Phil?
My 18th pick, I'm going back to Japan, taking the former four-time fucking heavyweight champion of the Triple Crown, Kento Miyahara.
Nice.
Can you spell that for me?
M-I-Y-A-H-A-R-A.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Kawada for most title defense wins. Nah, I got to pick old bitches now, I think.
It's the bitches that'll get
all this. Bitches now. There you go.
I am.
I'm pretty sure nobody picked TJP and Falaba.
Good call, sir.
And I will go ahead and take them.
Nice pick.
They were actually one of the two teams that I had that I left alone. So good call. Good call.
Gotcha.
A lot of strong guys left, but I thought this was a surprise to be in the 18th round. I'm going to take Velveteen Dream.
Ooh.
Good pick.
Terrible pick.
Good pick.
He'll lose on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, I totally forgot that Sunday. That's awesome.
Kevin.
All right, boys.
Tony, put the fart music on.
Wait, I'm reading something real quick. I may have to ask a question.
Boo.
I don't want to fucking.
I'm going with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh. Shinsuke Nakamura. Come on.
Good pick.
What are you gonna ask, Tony?
I'm not up on Impact, and since nobody's really been sniffing around him yet, is Willie Mack still teamed up with Rich Swann?
I don't. I have him as a singles wrestler on my list, Tony.
Yeah, I understand, but he may fit the tag team, criteria. Yeah.
He might hit the criteria.
They definitely.
He really might.
Yeah,
Matt.
Isn't he X Division?
Matt.
They fit the criteria, yes.
He was X Division.
I'm pretty sure you can pick them as a tag team.
All right, then
they
I'm going to take...
tag team up until January when they did the whole angle where they got... Rich Swann got hurt and Willie Mack took a spot.
Okay, then I'm going to take Willie Mack and Rich Swann.
Good call.
That's a good pick, man.
Good pick.
Very good.
All right, so this clears out round 17 and 18. Tony took the Hart Foundation and Willie Mack and Rich Swann. Kevin took Chris Statlander and Shinsuke Nakamura. Matt took Ben Gay and Velveteen Dream. Ryan took Chase Owens and TJP and Falaba. Phil took the Wild Cards and Kento Miyahara. Anthony took Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and Rio. And Danny took Aleister Black and Cesaro. And to open up the 19th round, I'm going with the other member of the bar. Sheamus.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I like Sheamus. I've always been a big fan of Sheamus. It's a shame the bar hadn't worked together in over 18 months, because otherwise I would have drafted them together, but such is life.
All right. No time for me. I'm going with the guy who I thought was the future of this business a long time ago, and I think he still is, and he's only 22 years old. Getting a lot of FaceTime on Monday Night Raw. He's one of Seth Rollins' disciples, Austin Theory.
Very good.
Good pick. Good.
Sexy. Very sexy.
Made
I love
his
that
made his main roster debut at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been paying attention much to the women, but now that's all I have left to pick. If I am incorrect. I apologize. But I would like to take Bailey. Oh,
she's available. Bailey,
you're good. That's fine. Totally good.
Bailey's available.
Like,
good call.
Wait until the last, you know, the 19th round to pick the fucking champion.
She's the current SmackDown Women's Champion, so I think that qualifies.
Nobody gives a fuck about them, dude. That's why. Go for it.
You could have one. I got three, man. It's good.
I'm gonna keep it funny here because why not? Let me get some Toru Yano.
Oh, yeah. I like Yano.
Sorry, if you don't like Yano,
I like.
I apologize.
Yano. No, I like Yano.
He's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I like him.
Phil's gonna have to change his pants.
Oh, I mean, I hope so.
I did.
I like him. I like him a lot.
I like him a lot.
Phil, you're right.
Yes. Was Sasha Banks taking her big forehead?
Nope.
She was not.
Sasha Banks, it is.
Phil, tell me Sasha Banks has not looked good lately on SmackDown.
No, she has.
I don't know what she's doing, but she's looking smoking hot.
Yeah, she's got... And that blue weave covering the forehead, I'm feeling it.
As long as it's covering the forehead, right?
I'm a mad at it, dude.
Oh. All right.
So. The drizzling shits Wrestling Alliance. I think we need a big guy. We'll take, with our 19th pick, Braun Strowman.
Good call.
Ooh.
Right.
The Strowman hanging in there.
He is the champ, right?
That's right.
He's champion.
Champion of something.
All right. To finish off the women's division with the last pick of the 19th round and the first pick of the 20th round, the FTKBF selects Candice LeRae.
Good pick.
And Rosemary is still available, correct? And Rosemary.
So you took Candice LeRae and Rosemary.
Good pick.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we got him in. Wait. Yeah, go ahead. We're good.
All right, keep me honest because I just don't remember. Taya Valkyrie, is she off?
She's off.
Yeah, I picked her, yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I had her as a maybe. Okay. So then, the drizzling shits will go with Havoc from Impact.
Nice.
And that should close out my women's division.
Well, good for you.
Wait, Jessica Havoc?
Yep.
Okay.
Phil, the ball's in your court, sir.
Taking Allison Kay.
Ah, oh, you son of a...
Oh, God. Good pick.
Very good pick.
All right.
I got four more dish rags to go.
In your both, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Arthur.
I'm gonna stay on consistent with myself. Ronda Rousey.
Why? We got to have a check on that one. I think
really? WrestleMania.
Yeah,
she's wrestled last year.
WrestleMania last year.
Last year. That's over the 12-month period. She's not available. Sorry, bro.
Wait, does that mean we get to make a pick now?
Can we give him Session Moth Martina?
Nah.
Now we're laying this.
How about Sumi Sakai?
I'm sorry. I thought Ronda was legitimately in the 1 year range.
She was not.
No,
I apologize.
Look, he made an honest mistake. It's all right.
It's all right.
Nia Jax is still available.
Nyla Rose.
I'm gonna pass on that.
So's Nyla Rose. So's Tamina.
Nia Jax, the new Ahmed Johnson.
Line of the night.
I'm Ed Jackson.
That's fucking funny, man.
Sloppy bitch. I mean, she's cute, but she's...
You know what? Has anybody taken Britt Baker?
Yes.
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 Oh, god damn it.
Were you sleeping, dude?
Now
no,
we should really
sorry.
Give Session Moth Martina out.
That was my second woman pick.
We should pick now.
Ah, fuck it. I'll take Rebel.
Who's Rebel?
Rebel.
The girl that rolls her around? Come on.
That rolls her around?
Has she wrestled?
She works
for Impact. Wrestles.
Yes.
She works for Impact. Absolutely.
And the Indies.
Oof.
Indies nuts.
All right, I'm up now.
Oh, I'm sorry. The ladies division is supposed to be strong.
There's still plenty of women.
Mine's strong as shit.
Yeah, I got a fucking sweet women's division.
I will now build an excellent women's division. With my next pick in the 20th round, I will take the young, talented Toni Storm.
Ooh.
The way she dresses, dude, with that like fucking eyeliner under her eye, she looks like she was left over from the lingerie football league.
Probably was.
Maybe she was.
Ooh.
It's a nice pick, man.
All right. I am going to also fill out some of the women's division. I'm going with the head baddie in charge. Long-standing Northeast women's wrestler, Mia Yim.
That's a good pick right there.
West Coast, yay, yay.
Yeah, but she's like, I feel like she's more New York now. She's been over the East Coast for like so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if we're going
gang signs up though.
If we're going back to New York, I'm going to round out my women's division with another badass from New York, one of my all-time favorites, Miss Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah.
And that
there
finishes
you go, buddy.
That finishes round 20. Okay, so with the 19th and 20 rounds under our belts, we have Tony with Sheamus and Mercedes Martinez. We have Kevin with Austin Theory and Mia Yim. We have Matt with Bailey and Toni Storm. We have Ryan with Toriano and Rebel. We have Phil with Sasha Banks and Allison Kay. Anthony with Braun Strowman and Havoc, and Danny with Candice LeRae and Rosemary. We have 4 rounds left, so please be mindful of your tag team and your women's picks. Does anybody need a head count, or is everybody good?
Good to go, brother.
I think I'm good to go.
Everybody's good?
Yes.
Should be all right.
Okay, opening up the 21st round. Hey! What the fuck was that?
Pick!
Stop, you dick. With the 21st round from Impact Wrestling, another one of my favorites, Smiley Kylie!
You know what? I'm not going to say it. Stop myself.
All right. I am going to close out my 6th pick in the tag team division with an independent team. Big boys, reminiscent of the natural disasters. They're known as Bear Boulder and Bear Bronson. Bear Country.
All right.
Dude, watch. Big boys, Bear Bronson, buy anything, he'll be a freaking he'll be a monster.
Dickhead. Names like that, you might as well pick the killer bees.
Shit.
Yes.
No, it's okay. I know more. I'm okay with that. Alright. You guys have your fun.
How dare you?
Homer!
Dummy, yeah.
How is that a Homer?
I will go with the Stardom Women's whatever she does, champ, whatever they call it over there. Mayu Iwatani.
Good fucking call, ooh, dude. Very good call. She's right there on my list, bro.
I got it. You have a list?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got a list too.
And she was on it, bro.
I didn't have any time to do any research. I'm gonna go take a piss.
This fucker always
has anybody taken the virtuosa Deonna Purrazzo yet?
Nope.
You can have her, dude.
On my roster.
Nice. Good pick. Good pick up.
Who you got, Phil? Anybody good?
Maria Manic.
Ah, fuck, I had her on my list.
Good the pick. Only fucking woman left in Ring of Honor.
Nope. No, there isn't. No, there's not anymore.
No, she's the only actual fucking beast in Ring of Honor. All the other ones are just fucking play wrestling.
Okay.
Let's I might just keep drafting women, honestly. This is fun.
That's what I'm saying. Like a supplemental draft, or like maybe like each one of us makes a pick a day for like the next week for no other reason, just to
I'm not mad at that, Kev. I'm not mad at that at all.
That's not a bad idea. As long as you do it that way, it's low intensity.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, we're not going to record it every week or anything like that. Just have some fun in the Discord.
Put them in our minor leagues.
Yeah, so, exactly. Our farm system.
Just, again, kind of keep me honest. I've been trying to keep as best I could on my end. Is Myron Reed off the board?
No.
No.
Then I will take Myron Reed, MLW.
Wow, World Middleweight. Dude?
Good pick.
Terrible pick. Terrible pick, and I'll tell you why. Wouldn't you take him with his partner, Jordan Oliver?
I don't need it. I don't want another tag team.
Tony, are you allowed to pick more than six tag teams?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. The rule was it was six minimum women and six.
Those are minimums.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I've got fucking nine tag teams.
Gotcha.
So with the 21st pick, or with the last pick in the 21st round, half of the AOP of the Shining Wizards Network is going to select the AOP of the WWE.
Good call, sir. Good call.
I honestly don't know. Have they wrestled in the last year?
No, they have, but one of them has been hurt for like the last like 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out there.
About that.
All right, then.
6 months was an exaggeration. It hasn't been that long.
They start doing the Messiah stuff with Rollins?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. They've been on TV long enough to be acceptable. You're good.
But have they wrestled in a match?
Yes. They were with Rollins.
Yes.
I wasn't asking. I just really wasn't sure because I haven't even heard anything about them.
Yeah, no, we're all just busting chops. No, they're good.
All right, they're all right?
Yep.
You're perfectly fine.
All right, and with the first pick in the 22nd round, every federation needs a monster. Brock Lesnar.
I thought you were going to say fucking Nia Jax.
Challenge?
No, he's there.
He wrestled at WrestleMania.
He's always fine.
Yeah, he's good.
You let Cena go, you let Edge go, you let Undertaker go, Brock goes.
Totally. I would have picked him a lot sooner if I thought that he was available.
He was available. He was the champion in October.
Kev, you're fucking corporate Kevin.
Fine, he was the champion at WrestleMania.
I thought if anything, I'm not challenging, don't get me wrong. I just thought that if anyone fell under the part-time gimmick, it was him. So
there's no part-time rule, dude. If you wrestled in the past 12 months, you're eligible.
All right, that's on me then. All right, relax. I just asked a question, dude.
This is why I send the rules out.
That's why I asked a question, and that's all I did.
All right, kids.
That's good. It's good.
And money.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with another piece of young talent. I'm going to take Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance will take with their 22nd pick, Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
What a pick this late.
Sexy.
Mr. Rhea.
Nikki Cross.
Okay. Like
she's fucking
half the tag team champions.
Is that still a thing?
Yep.
All right. Sure. I didn't know if they did away with the women's tag team championships yet.
I need one more tag team for Fake Wrestling Worldwide, and there's one more hanging around. Can I get Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll?
Whoa! Really? Wow!
All right.
Good call, dude. They were on my list, too.
Can't be mad at that.
Sorry, guys.
Can't be mad at that at all.
Can't be mad at that.
Can't say no to it either.
As I continue to build my very strong young women's division, she's the apple of Will Ospreay's eye. She is the top guy, Jin. I am going with Bea Priestley.
Ooh, very good.
Like it. All right, I'm jumping right into my pick because I have to pee really bad. He was mentioned earlier, but I don't think anyone took him. I'm taking the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne.
Yes, good pick, Kev.
All right, so give me my 60 seconds after Tony makes his couple things, because I got to pee really bad. Hold on.
Yep. All right, Tony Baloney, you're up.
Let's go.
With the final pick in the 22nd round, I'm going with local boy from Philadelphia, Mr. Drew Gulak.
Ooh.
Nice.
Hey-o.
Very good.
Nice. Nicely done.
Okay, while Kevin's taking a piss, we're going to recap rounds 21 and 22. Tony took Kylie Rae and Drew Gulak. Kevin took Bear Country and Pete Dunne. Good luck with that. Matt took Mayu Iwatami and Bea Priestley. Very impressive picks, actually. Ryan took Deonna Purrazzo and Rock and Roll Express. Very impressive picks. Phil took Maria Manic and Nikki Cross because he likes them big shit lockers. Anthony yes. took Myron Reed without Jordan Oliver and Sammy Guevara. Not terrible. And Danny, doing us proud, the AOP and Brock Lesnar. Three sides of beef for him the last two rounds. I like it.
Beef-a-mania.
Running wild, brother.
Wild, yeah. Running wild. Love it.
All right, Tony.
Now I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to show you guys what I fucking, that I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Okay.
I'm going to All Japan, and he is your current All Japan Triple Crown Champion and your All Japan Tag Team Champion,
Suwama. Suwama. Oh, dude, I had him on my list.
He'll be lucky to die in the ring.
Miyahara, Tony. That was my two guys from Old Japan. Very good, dude.
Yeah, I got. Love I had it. A couple of them on here, but yeah, he's the top guy, no doubt. You got to go with Suwama.
It's got the best of Triple Crown Championship Volume 1 on G-Pom Pure.
Nice. Get that.
Who just fell? What is that? What was that?
Who just flushed your toilet?
That was Kevin finishing his piss.
That was literally sitting right next to the drain, so that's what happened.
Kevin, you got 10 seconds.
You are up.
Ember Moon.
You're up.
Ember Moon, I like it.
Good pick.
Wait, has she wrestled in the past year?
She's been hurt.
She's wrestled in the past year, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Her career might be over for all I know, but I like her as a roster spot, so I'm taking her.
Not in your corporate federation thing.
With our next pick, the Kayfabe Brother Wrestling Association takes the NXT UK Women's Champion, Kaylee Ray. Not Kylie Ray, like Tony picked before. Kaylee Ray.
Another Scott.
Very happy with my women's division.
Yeah, I got to round out my women's division here in Fake Wrestling Worldwide. Is Sue Young still available?
She is.
Yes.
I will take Sue Young. Thank you very much.
Sue everybody.
Sue everyone.
With Sue everyone.
Thank you very much.
Punitive damages, sir.
Saul Rosenberg.
You know, there was one protester that they allegedly said he got his eye shot out, and all I kept thinking was, but it took my eye, poison eye.
The Egyptian magician.
Yes, I'm watching the fucking thing, and I'm going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What a first trick.
And he goes, at the end, where'd I gotta go?
My wife is dying.
Fuck, that's funny.
Oh. Where'd I gotta go? All right, Phil, you're up. Round 23.
AEW's own Big Swole.
Good call. Good call. Mr. Rusinello of the Anthony variety. Akam, what you got, brother?
All right. Let's see.
Brother.
Don't steal my fucking gimmick, you fuck.
Fuck you, dude. You were stealing my gimmick on fucking yesterday's show.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
I forgot. But you stole
Must have been a hell of a gimmick, then.
Well, fuck brother.
Again, just trying to make sure that I have kept my own list clean. Is Aaron Stevens available?
Aaron Stevens,
the karate master? Absolutely.
Well, karate.
The drizzling shits will take NWA's own Aaron Stevens.
Good pick. I like that.
North American champ.
Karate.
All right, voice of reason.
All right. With my last tag team pick and the last pick of the 23rd round, I select Breezango.
Nice.
Oh, good pick.
Number one contenders for the titles right now.
Not bad.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Hold on. What?
Yeah, they're number one contenders.
Oh, slow down.
They're going to lose, but, I mean, they got the number one contenders.
Yeah, Ryan, if you're questioning, Breezango did come back just this week, so they are an established tag team within the 12-month period.
Yeah, it was a triple threat tag match between Lorcan and Birch, Undisputed Era, and then the surprise team, which was Breezango, who came back in like spacesuits and astronauts. It was.
Well, I think they might have been a surprise team within the last 12 months anyway. So
it doesn't matter. I'm saying they're good.
They were billed as a surprise tag team, and they just came back.
Okay.
And with the first pick in the 24th round, and my final pick, has Dragon Lee been selected?
No.
Wow.
Dragon Lee still available.
It's
Dragon
not.
Lee.
That's a good call, sir.
Love Dragon
Lee. Good pick.
I have a hell of a fit, boys.
Way to snake my last pick. Okay. Let's see. With the last pick, Drizzling Shits Wrestling Alliance will take Brandon Kirk.
Ooh.
Wow, the Kirk-ski.
Yeah.
That's right.
Way to pander to a recent guest.
Well, I need somebody to fight Nick Gage.
Well, all right, there you go.
I like that. Philly.
My final pick is Brooklyn's own, Mandy Leone.
Oh, love her.
I just got to tell you guys, there's so many great names that are still out there that we just
can't. Oh, yeah. Oh, fun. Absolutely.
Shut your fucking mouth. You're still making picks.
Fuck your meat tits, dude.
I can't wait to...
Flappers and giving something away and fucking my last pickup.
Ryan's got his pick. Kevin, I'm sure, figured something out. It's only you fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I have to take a woman, so...
I've narrowed it down to a few ladies. If I can't take Bret Hart, I might as well take his niece.
Natty.
Natty fart, baby.
Good.
Give me some Natty.
And by the way, all you guys have to take women. What are you bitching about me telling that there's fucking other people available? It's over, Johnny.
It's over, Johnny.
You fuck with people's picks, man.
They got to pick broads, dude. I don't give a shit about broads. You want to sell broads?
You got to pick the skirts.
Fucking idiot.
Ah, fuck it.
The worst.
I could even go over some names of people that we didn't take when we fucking wrap this up. It's
fucking we should do that.
But we have to decide if we're doing a supplemental draft.
With my last pick in the 24th round, I am going to take Tegan Nox.
Yay. Good pick. Good pick. You can play the boom boom ba-da noise all you want. That's a good pick.
It's a really good pick.
All right, I'm going to keep playing it then.
Go for all it. Right.
Round out my women's division that would wipe the fucking Tony.
You know what? I'm gonna wrap up my women's division with the pick that I wasn't thinking of for a while until Matt just triggered it. I'm going Piper Niven.
Interesting. Ooh.
She's tasty.
I think she's the NXT woman. Is she not the NXT woman champ? UK?
No,
that's Kylie Rae.
Kaylee Ray, you dummy.
Whatever, I took her. Go fuck your hand with that dumb smiley little
I'm
bitch.
I'm going Piper Niven anyway. I like how she rounds out the old...
rounds
the
out?
Here. Gentlemen, we're down to...
Oh, come on.
Gentlemen, we're down to Mr. or Mrs. Irrelevant right now. This is the final pick.
Tony's an idiot, so he doesn't understand that.
I mean, it happens.
He didn't look very confused.
I'm so disappointed. I got my last pick. I want to make it.
I think Piper Niven's a steal with the last pick. I'm gonna shot at Jack.
You want me to?
I can't hold his booze.
All right, hold on.
Make your pick, you fucking dingleberry. No, let's go.
Somebody asked me to drink, so I'm gonna drink.
Oh,
Naomi.
You should do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Pour it in your butthole.
I need drinking music.
It's all, like the only music on the soundboard. Yeah. Fucking soundboard master. I hope you choke on that.
Oh,
fucking funny, though.
This is my new favorite song. This is to all the Ghana pallbearers out there.
Oh. Please choke. Please choke.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
Whew.
All right, fucking Miley Cyrus, make your pick.
Well, I was going to go AAA. I was going to go CMLL. But then I'm looking at my list, and I notice there's somebody that's on there who's near and dear to my heart. One of the reasons I started watching a certain promotion to begin with. Mama Storm's baby boy, Tim Storm.
Wow.
Okay.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Okay, strong. Strong.
Can we make Kate make a roster from only people not picked?
I told you, it's got to be minis and exoticos.
Oh, I don't hate the idea of an expansion team.
All right, can I go over the last two rounds?
Please.
All right, let me fucking kill this music.
Yeah, that's fucking awful. Kill that awful music, thank you.
Okay, so rounds 23 and 24, and the draft comes to a close. Tony took Suwama and Tim Storm.
Both Kevin will die in the ring.
Ember Moon and Piper Nevin. Matt took fucking awful Kaylee Ray and even worse Tegan Knox. Ryan took Sue Young and sexy Natty Neidhart. Phil took Big Swole and Mandy Leon, not bad. Anthony took Aaron Stevens and Brandon Kirk, also not bad. And Danny Rusinello takes Breezango and Dragon Lee, who were both shits next to the fucking Killer Bees. So there you have it, folks. That's our fucking 24-round draft. We hope.
Did you not mention my picks?
What?
Hold on.
What?
Said everybody's picks.
Yeah. Kevin's tired.
It happens.
I don't think you mentioned my picks.
No, I mentioned your picks. I've been mentioning your picks every time I go through them, dude.
Should we do our should we all introduce our whole feds? Or does that not matter?
You want to do that? I'm up for it.
God, no.
Go ahead, Tony.
Come on, we got time, bro.
I'm done with this.
No, you're not. Fuck your hand. You're staying on, dude. We had to wait around for you till fucking 9:35 to fucking get on this shit. You're waiting for us now.
Yeah.
We're all having too good of a...
Away.
Danny looks like he's fucking ready to die, dude.
I mean, you could.
I got to take a shower. My wife's ready to murder me.
Who gives a shit? Wait, she's ready to what you?
Murder.
I thought you said finger.
Who are you, Ricochet?
Pew, 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 pew. My men's roster consists of Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Drew McIntyre, Mance Warner, Bray Wyatt, Sheamus, Suwama, and Tim Storm. I got the Young Bucks. I got Eli Drake and James Storm, Roppongi 3K, Holiday and Hammerstone, Miz and Morrison, Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy, the Von Erichs, the Hart Foundation, and Willie Mack and Rich Swann. Wow, I can't fucking write anymore. Ugh. And my women's division is Alexa Bliss, Thunder Rosa, Jazzy Gabert, Kairi Sane, Mercedes Martinez, and Smiley Kylie. And Matt fucking punched out.
That's all right.
Well, I went with my first round pick, which obviously, I'll start with the tag division because it started with my first round pick, Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page. I went with Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. This SCU combination of Scorpio Sky and Kazarian, Mustache Mountain, independent standouts from Beyond Wrestling, Bear Country, and of course my boys, the Major Brothers, Matt Cardona and Brian Myers. My women's division consists of number one pick in that division, Asuka, Dr. Britt Baker, the alien Chris Statlander, the head baddie, Mia Yim, Ember Moon, an underrated star out of the UK, Piper Niven. My singles division so far, it's only 12, so it's rough. Roman Reigns, Chris Jericho, Tomohiro Ishii, Tommaso Ciampa, Valtra, Samoa Joe, Flip Gordon, Sammy Callahan, Moose, Shinsuke Nakamura, Austin Theory, and Pete Dunne.
Yeah, that's a hell of a fed. I'm going to follow it up. I'm going to give you my gentleman first. My first overall pick was the current IWGP World Champion and IWGP Intercontinental Champion, Tetsuya Naito. Followed up by former Bullet Club member AJ Styles. Followed up by, can't remember my handwriting. Takahashi.
I don't recognize that name.
Hiromu Takahashi. Suzuki. Zack Sabre Jr. David Starr. Matt Taven. King Mo. Joey the Bad Boy from Asbury Park, Janela. The Undertaker. Owens. And one of my personal favorites, Toriano.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
You're damn right. My tag teams are G.O.D., Evil Incinato, Fish and O'Reilly, Best Friends, TJP and Fala, The Rock and Roll Express. The ladies, we're going to start with Thick Mama Pump Jordan Grace, Taya Valkyrie, Rebel, Diana Perrazzo, Sue Young, and Hot Natty Neidhart. And that's my fed.
All right. I can dig it.
Oh, it is what it is, buddy.
I have a small.
Who's next? You, Matt. You.
I have a small dick.
You.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. This penis party's got to go.
Right.
Hey, hey.
We Okada, the Briscoe brothers, Jay White, Matt Riddle, Lethal and Gresham, Phantasmo, Taji Ishimori, Santana Ortiz, Roosh, Jacob Fatu, Pac, Finn Juice, Jeff Cobb, Danny Moff, Roddy Strong, Lifeblood, Tracy Hot Sauce Williams, and Mark Haskins, Timothy Thatcher, The Rascals, Desmond Xavier, and Zachary Wentz, Ben K, Velveteen Dream, Bailey, Tony Storm, Mayu Iwatani, Bea Priestley, Kay Lee Ray, and Tegan Knox.
Jesus! Phil?
I took Adam Cole, Bebe, FTR, MJF, Marty Scurll, Kenta, Finn Balor, Imperium, Keith Lee, where's nine? That was nine. One dildo, where's nine? Bushi, Lance Archer. Lance Archer, Kingston and Homicide. I didn't write these in order because I'm a fucking idiot. 11,
12. Jeez, I can't talk.
That's awesome.
Jesus!
Kushida, Viking Raiders, whatever, Isaac Slammer, Sasha Banks, Allison Kay, Maria Manic, Nikki Cross, Big Swole, and Emmanuel Leon.
Dummy! Yeah!
Well, the Drizzlies just went for the...
Fuck this whole thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anthony.
The Drizzling shit's going for the Lions. We pride ourselves on championship level talent. We have John Moxley, Cody Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, Braun Strowman, Edge, Bandito, Shingo Takagi, Aaron Stevens, Zicky Dice, Myron Reed, Nick Gage, and Brandon Kirk in the men's division. Women's division, Hikaru Shida, Riho, Charlotte Flair, Shayna Baszler, Tessa Blanchard, and Havoc. And our tag division, Private Party, Eva Luno and Stu Grayson, The Butcher and the Blade, The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Big E, Flamita and Ray Horace, and The North.
I have a small dick.
He's got a solid women's division right there. I can't argue with that, dude.
All right. Hell yeah! For the FTKBF, the women's division, Becky Lynch, Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Candice LeRae, and Rosemary.
You have AIDS.
That might be the best division.
For tag teams, we have Golden Ace, the Lucha Brothers, the Street Profits, the Usos, AOP, and Breezango. And for the singles division, Will Ospreay, Seth Rollins, Nick Aldis, Kevin Owens, Andrade, Johnny Gargano, Darby Allin, John Cena, Aleister Black, Cesaro, Brock Lesnar, and Dragon Lee.
These nuts.
Goodbye and good night.
Oh, you fuck! Fucking right in the pussy.
That's the one I was waiting for.
And his name is John Cena.
Right. Now what?
Who else is going? Is that it?
That's it.
That's everyone.
So now let's read them in reverse order.
Kevin.
So what do we do with these rosters now?
We fucking stick them up our assholes, Ricochet style. Hey, Kevin was suggesting a supplemental draft. What are your guys' thoughts?
I've been waiting for this day
for a long, long time.
No, what?
Boss man.
Yeah. Outlandish.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
I'm still waiting for my Outlanders fanny pack. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Do you want to give KTG a chance to have an expansion team?
Oh, no. I told you. All minis and exoticos. Come on.
I don't care. All right, Tony.
It's a stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Fucking whore.
All right.
I love the all big right, so, package.
So the two questions we have are:
yes,
does KTG get to draft off of available talent?
No.
And all right. So then, fuck Kate the Great.
Yes.
So are we having a supplemental draft?
We don't have to make that decision right now.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
Because I'm tired.
Because you've been drinking tonight, you fucking alcoholic.
Fine, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Get some help.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing?
There's so many guys out there that could just bolster what we got going. I mean, we could do the whole, like, whoever did the best job here, but there's so many people out there that we could just, like, make it more...
Let me ask you, is 10
I mean, I like your idea of whoever did the best job, put it up to a vote for people on social. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, who has the best fed? That's fun. You know, put it up to a vote.
Or we could do that, or we could all vote amongst each other, just not for ourselves. One of the two.
Matt fucking left, dude. He's tired of this shit.
This was his idea.
He fucking quit. He quit the business.
Dummy, yeah.
You could still draft him, though, because he worked within the past 12 months.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck are you doing, dick? Look at him. Oh, I'm going to get me some fucking apple pie and fucking give me a pizza. I'm so fucking hungry, I smell like balls. Fucking people coughing and sneezing on me all day.
So then,
it's not quite midnight. Oh, that's not bad. I thought this would have taken a lot longer.
Yeah, it moved, bro. It moved. That's preparation, dude.
It did.
Hi, man.
2.5 hours, not even.
We're going to take a shower.
We're done.
No. All right, I'm fucking hanging up on him. Fuck him. He's going to I'm going to remove him. Fuck him. Goodbye, Matt. He's done. All right. Shiny Wizards kicked out Matt from the call. I like that.
I got to say, it's time to go.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely time to go. Danny's fucking punching out, too. Everybody's punching out. Phil's punching out. Guys, this was fucking awesome. Thank you for joining us to do this. This was a great idea. We will decide on supplemental drafts. We will figure out voting and whatnot. But I got nothing else. Anybody want to sign off with anything? Anybody got plugs?
And the idea for the supplemental draft is literally that it will take the exact amount of time you would take to just comment in the Discord anyway. So if you just, you know, someone say, we'll tag somebody on the clock, boom, make a pick, and then that's it. Boom, done.
Yeah, I mean... Pop into the Discord. I'm going to try to be better about a lot of the other wrestling shows. I don't like to do the Discord when we're going to do the AEW after show, but you know, a lot of other things. I'm going to try to be better about that and be in there and have a good time. And I had a great time with Tony 2 weeks ago for the premiere of Carnyland. Like I genuinely laughed my ass off the entire time we were texting.
It was good times, you know, man.
And they come on in, get after it, and have a good time with all of us.
They're doing a lot more podcasts now. Like Eli Drake's got one, Nick Aldis has one. The women are doing one, so I'm gonna try to catch up on them this week. And I'll let you know which ones are like worth our time and which ones aren't.
Cool,
because it's a lot of content. It's like no longer 1 hour a week. It's like 10 hours a week to keep up on the NWA. So I'm gonna try my best to try to figure it out. Hey man, what it is. If it's keeping us entertained, I'm all fucking about it. So you know,
all about it, brother. All about it. It's been a great time, guys.
This was fucking fun. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And we will see you next Monday, I guess. Whatever.
See?
Don't forget, Turnbuckle Throwbacks is on tomorrow night at 9 on the Rant, rantyamrieta.com. Don't forget to check out everybody else that joined us tonight, all the guys from D-Generation Y. They're Wednesday nights on the Rant after the AEW Dynamite show. KJG, myself, Matt, we are the Shining Wizards. We are on every Monday night. And we're doing fucking extra content, so just keep your eyes out. Join us on the Discord. Join us on Facebook and Twitter.
Patreon.
Buy some fucking shirts. Support us on Patreon. We got watch-alongs and everything.
Damn right.
And we'll fucking talk to you guys whenever. And Anthony, you want to tell us about pizzas?
Oh, that's not me, and that gimmick is over.
Okay, so, well, fuck
that
him.
Gimmick
no more pizzas.
Is dead, pal.
Fuck them all. Oh, Danny's still here? What the fuck, dude? All I see is DR. I thought you fucking went on vacation somewhere.
That's Mom, a
here. All right.
Is it making?
Oh, he's there.
Love you guys.
I know. All right, man. Love you guys all.
Cheers.
Take it easy. Be
Peace,
well.
Boys.
See you later.
And that was it from everybody. I'm just going to take us out with a little bit of music. Thank you all for joining us tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And we will see you on Monday, Wednesday, or whenever else you decide to join us on the Shining Wizards. I'll fucking just end it the way we've been ending it the past couple of weeks, months, and whatever. Thank you.